Okay, Rebosa. We left off mentioning this interesting Girsa issue on the top of the Hayamid Beis, right? Ein mevi'im minchas bikor minchas behema kodem lo omer. V'im hevi pasol kodem she'alechem lo yavi v'im hevi kasher. So there's two different madregos of the Isser of Chadash and Mikdash. Before Bikurim, it's an Isser l'chachila, but it's still kosher b'dievet. Before the Omer, it is pasul even b'dievet. So why, if you ask why before the Omer, is it also l'chachila? Well, it's also l'chachila before she'alechem. So it's obviously also l'chachila before the Omer. The Chiddush before the Omer is that it's pasul b'dievet. So why is it possible that you have it before the Omer? So the parenthesis, well, I am in parentheses in my Gemara, the Girsa Sadfus says, Diba'inoi Mashke Yisrael. Why is it Ma'ake before the Omer? Because before the Shtei Lechem, there's no Nafkamina for us in the Gvulim. But before the Omer, it's trade for us, it's an Isra of Chadash, and therefore whatever is trade is possible for covering to the Din of Mashke Yisrael, like we mentioned on Amud Aleph. And then the Shita Mekubetzes and the Birkas HaZevach erase this. So we left off saying, you know, could this be just a textual issue? You know, do they think it's the derech to interpolate commentary into the Mishnah or not? Could be. Although often the Gemara has no problem interpolating commentary into Mishnayos and Brisos. But I thought it was more likely that they're not just arguing here about the style of the Shas, but they're either arguing in Lumdus. Is the psul because of Mashke Yisrael, or is the psul something else? And as we said, I showed you the Rabbeinu Hillel, in the parish of Rabbeinu Hillel, on the Sifrei, Rabbeinu Hillel is a early Rishon from the time of the early Bali Atosfos, quoted in all the early Rishoni Ashkenaz, and he wrote a parish on the Sifra and the Sifrei. In his parish on the Sifrei, he says, Rabbeinu Hillel, there's a psul b'dievet of chadash before the omer. The asur chadash legavoa k'dechsev avesim as omer reishis k'tzirchem v'lo mincha acheres reishis k'tzirchem. I understand that. You don't have to read the pasuk that way, right? Bring the omer reishis k'tzirchem and nothing else is allowed to be reishis k'tzirchem. Okay, you don't have to read that as a psul of everything else that's reishis k'tzirchem. But he interprets, he thinks, Chazal Darshan from the Pasuk, that there's a separate psul for Gavoa. He's very, very clear. There's a separate psul to Gavoa and a separate psul to Hedyo. The psul to Hedyo, we all know, it's a Mefurish Pasuk, Lechem Kol Gacharim Lo Sochlu. But the psul to Gavoa is not just a side effect of the psul to Hedyo to the Mashke Yisrael, like one Gerson Argomar. Psul l'gavoa is a separate psul l'gavoa. And that is the fundamental hakira here. If you're asking about the psul chadash l'gavoa kodem ha'omer, there are two basic ways to understand. One is that there is an independent din that there's a psul chadash l'gavoa, right? And if you ask even, there's no lashon in the chumash that sounds like a psul, you can always answer that, well, we have a rule of shina l'avakasa l'akev, or even without that rule. L'chatchila, chadash is pasul before bikurim. So why did the Torah also have to say that it's pasul before the Omer? Obviously, to show that it's even b'dievet pasul, right? Because l'chatchila, you don't need a rule of Omer, so if there's a drasha about the Omer, it must be the possibility of an independent din. And this is Rabbeinu Hillel. Or you could say no, it's just a side effect of the Isser Lehedyot because of Mashke Yisrael.
In other places, does the Isser Mashke Yisrael also apply b'dievet?
Yes, it's always psul b'dievet. So this comes up number one in the Girsa on Daf Hei Amud Beis. this is the Girsas Hadfos. Right? Clearly says, why is it possible? Because of Mashki Yisrael. Meaning, they can't find any internal hektish reason why it's possible. It's only possible because of Mashki Yisrael. But this is the, maybe the reason, I can't promise you, right? But, I would even go so far as to say probably, okay? If you don't think it's probably, then there's no point arguing about things like that. Girsat shita mikubetzes. The birkas hazevach. You know, again, unless they just stomp stylistically think it doesn't belong. But the, I'll say maybe, right? But maybe the reason for their girsa is because they don't think it's good. Not that the rule of Mashki Yisrael wouldn't apply, but we don't need the rule of Mashki Yisrael. It's an internal din in kodshim. You don't need a rule of Mashki Yisrael. Now, this goes back. I think someone said to me when we left off with this last time, they said, what do you mean? But an Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Reish Lakish said, if you bring an Omer Shelo Lishma, it's kosher v'lo Allah. So it's not Matar Chadosh, because it's not Ol Hashem Chavah, but it's kosher. So it's kosher, but you can't eat the Shirayim until later. And they ask him, Reish Lakish, hold on a second. If you can't eat the Shirayim until later, then it's a Psalm Mashki Yisrael. Because you haven't been yielded to the Omer yet before the Omer's of Psalm Mashki Yisrael. But that Gemara Namad Aleph, it sounds like the Psalm is Mishra Mashki Yisrael, not an independent din. And that is exactly what the current Omer concludes. The current Omer says, why are they asking on Amud Aleph the problem is Mashki Yisrael? Isn't there a Mefurish Mishnah and Dav Samech Chesem and Beis, which is the Mishnah quoted on Hayim and Beis, that says it's possible? So the Chayyar Nero says, yeah, the Mishnah says it's possible because of Mashki Yisrael, and that's what they're asking. Right? So if you're asking about the Gemara on Dav Hey Amud Aleph, Nokta Tam de Mashki Yisrael, so says the Karen Ora. He takes this side, and he says, it's a proof for this side. I mean, he starts out saying, well, why did they Mashki Yisrael? Why don't they say it's just a psul of kachin? And he says, we see from our Gemara that it's not a psul of kachin. It's a Isser and Kulim, which as a side effect happens to have a psul of kachin because of Mashki Yisrael. And he says the proof is, well, the Girsa, the Fuss and Haman Beis, and the proof is that of everyone, before his Gemara and Daf Haman Aleph. However, the Sfas Emes there in Haman Aleph starts differently. The Sfas Emes asks, he asks the question, says the Sfas Emes of Haman Aleph, he says, how can you, V'yesh la'ayinich makter mincha kodem la'omer min achadash? The Sfas Emes Akash, how could you have a mincha before Chadash? How could you have a mincha before the Omer? How could you bring Chadash before the Omer? Asked the Sfas Emes. Now, what does he mean? It means the problem of Mashki Yisrael was solved in the Gemara. But besides the Gemara's problem of Mashki Yisrael, he has a separate problem, which is, how can you bring Chadash before the Omer? Chadash is possible before the Omer. And by the way, the Griz, I put in brackets on Hamad Beis, he doesn't say anything in the Hamad Aleph, says the exact same thing. So the Sfas Emes and the Griz say, no, there are really two problems. One is Mashki Yisrael, the problem of Mashki Yisrael, and that the Gemara asks. But they say there's a second problem. And that second problem the Gemara doesn't ask, because it was obvious it's what the answer, but they start ask the Sfas Emes, how can you have a mincha that's kosher before the Omer? How can you have chadash before the Omer? What does he mean? He means the Gemara took care of Mashki Yisrael, but there's a separate problem of Chadash before the Omer. There's a Kutchin problem of Chadash before the Omer. So, and the Griz said the same thing in Haman Beis. They say this Gemara is one problem, there's really two problems. Oh, what about the problem not dealt with this Gemara? So we have to give our own answer. The problem of Psul Chadash Kodem HaOmer Midin Kutchin. That's the second problem. And the Gemara didn't ask that problem. So the Sfas Emes is bothered. Why didn't the Sfas Karen Ora says, yeah, the Gemara didn't ask the second problem, so there's no second problem. It's only Mashki Yisrael. The Sfas Emes says, why didn't the Gemara ask the other problem? The Griz says, why didn't the Gemara ask the other problem? And they both give the same answer. Why is there no Kudshim problem of Chadash before the Omer? Because it is an Omer. It's not before the Omer, it is the Omer. Now, you aren't Yotzei the Omer. It wasn't Matir Chadash Begvulin. It wasn't Matir the Treif of Chadash. But we're not talking about the Treif now. That's the Gemara deals with. We're talking about the Isser Kachin. The Isser is to have a different Chadash before the Omer, not to have an Omer Chadash before the Omer. So that's the answer. The answer that the Isser is Mincha Acheres Min HaChadash. But this is shame Karban Omer. Meaning, you're not in Yotzei. You're in Yotzei Shalol Shema, right? Shalol Shema, you were in Yotzei. But it's still an Omer. Remember the sugya later on, right? Which said that anything you bring Shalol Shema still keeps its Kaloshem, even according to Rava. If it wouldn't be kosher as an Adava, it still keeps its Kaloshem. So it's still a Kaloshem Minchas Omer. It's a Minchas Omer, you're not Yotzei. But it's still a Minchas Omer, and therefore, there's only an Isser of a different Chadash before the Omer. There's no Isser of Omer before the Omer. And the Gemara knew that. Alts Kachim, there's no problem, there's no Isser of Omer before the Omer. Only other things before the Omer. The Gemara just had a problem with Mashke Yisrael, and that's what the Sfasim's answers. V'nir to shame Omer, Allah, it still is a shame Omer. Kim shalom nifsal b'machshav shalom shema, it's not possible. Nehid lo Allah, granted it's not Allah, mekamak from shame Omer Allah. V'lachin machshim, we're a rak mekamak Mashke Yisrael. The Kachim problem, the Gemara knew you can answer. There's no Isser of Omer before the Omer, only of other things before the Omer. So therefore, the Gemara just asked the Mashke Yisrael the technical problem of the fact that it's still treif, and that the Gemara then has to give its first answer, which it doesn't like, and then its second answer. Based on this vart, both the Sfasemis and the Griz and Daf Heyam and Beis say, now, okay, there is a weakness or two of this, but they say something very clever. On Daf Heyam and Beis, the Gemara says that the Shluckish is la beferish itmar elo miklola itmar. It's miklola itmar. And they're wondering, what's miklola itmar? Right? V'hadresh lakish. Right? So it comes right after the line. Hafilo b'zman b'yisem in this time, heir mizrach matir. It's right after the, heir mizrach matir, v'hadresh lakish, la beferish itmar elo miklola itmar. Obviously the simple shot is, what's ha? The very word before him. Heir Mizrach Matir is Miklola Itmar. Right? And how is it Miklola Itmar? Heir Mizrach Matir? Because Rish Lakish is Machshir, a Mincha on the 16th before the Omer. So the Shidin Gwens is very bothered. He says, how is that prove that Heir Mizrach is Matir? There could be two explanations why this mincha is kosher on the 16th before the Omer. Could be because of Heir Mizrach Matir, or it could be because Eimachos is Van Lebovayon. So how does it prove Heir Mizrach Matir? So, again, this is try to see if we can follow this. The Gemara seems to say that when Reish Lakish says that mincha min hachadosh Biyom Tet Zayin Kodem HaOmer is kosher, that implies Heir Mizrach Matir. Right? That's what Gemara seems to say. So the Shita Gubetzes asks, but it doesn't imply Heir Mizrach Matir. Maybe in Mechosman Bobayom, remember there are two explanations, possible explanation of an Aleph. There's a whole fight between the two explanations. Our Papa made the second explanation win. Give me a second. So, the question. Maybe it's kosher because of Ein Mechusar Zman Lebo Bayom. And the Shidin Gwetzes gives two answers. His first answer is Ein Echanami. It really implies the earlier statement of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says you bring Omer Shalol L'Shma, it's kosher, and there's no P'sul of Mashke Yisrael. So this proves there's no P'sul of Mashke Yisrael. But it doesn't prove that it's because of Heir Mizrach Matir. The second answer the Shidin Gubetzes is what Yonatan just said. Ein Mechus Zman Bo Yom Zitosef. Right? That's what you were just saying?
Yes.
You started that sentence. I didn't let you finish, so I knew what you were saying.
But then I just don't know how the Shidin Gubetzes gave his first answer. I mean, it's clearly rejecting the Gemara. I don't know where it's coming from.
No, because we're trying to support Rav Papa's conclusion, it sounds like. So it sounds like Rav Papa's conclusion needs supporting.
So at first he thought, if our problem is confusion...
Well, if you only have two options, and one of them we just destroyed, so okay. Obviously that's... No,
but he thinks we need to back up our papa.
Okay, we only have two answers, and one of them is Rapapa's, one of them is not, and the one that's not...
No, but it's Rapapa the one who said the first one was no good. So the question is, are we convinced by him, or do we need to back him up? That's the difference between the two. Just because he's convinced, who says we're convinced? Okay, the second answer is...
We accept
because Rapapa disproved. Because Rapapa disproved Eimachosus Mandubo Bayom. Okay.
Why he wasn't sure that was the right answer, I think, is because since Rapapa who disproved Eimachosus Mandubo Bayom, or Rapapa who says because of Heir Reserve Matir, so maybe who says he's right? Just because he thinks he's right. Does that mean we're convinced he's right?
The second answer is we're convinced he's right. Okay, this Sfas Emes and the Grizz said something very long this year. Sfas Emes and the Grizz said something very long this year. They said, because there's a difference between Hayim and Aleph and Hayim and Beis. In Daf Hayim and Aleph, we're talking about Minchas HaOmer Shalol L'Shma. In Daf Hayim and Beis, we're talking about a different Mincha, right? Minchas Bikurim and Minchas Behema, right? Not Minchas HaOmer, Minchas Bikurim or Minchas Behema. Okay, what exactly Minchas Bikurim is?
We'll have to figure out, because there's different Gersos, could be Minchas Ubikurim, but clearly we're not just talking about an Omer.
So he says very simple, because Ein Mechoser Zman Libo Bayom solves side problem of Mashke Yisrael, but not an inherent soul midine kachim. Ein Mechoser Zman Libo Bayom can solve a side problem. You have a side problem that makes it possible because of Mechoser Zman. Okay, Ein Mechoser Zman Libo Bayom. But if there's a pasuk that says at this time it's possible, then Ein Mechoser Zman Libo Bayom is not going to help you. Ein Mechoser Zman Libo Bayom doesn't mean you can bring something when it's possible. It just means you can bring something. There's a side problem that's going to be solved soon. But Ein Mechoser Zman Libo Bayom doesn't mean you can bring something when the Torah explicitly says it's possible. Only when there's a side problem that happens to work out that it's possible. That's their assumption. The Ein Mechoser Zman Libo Bayom solves a side technical problem, but not a psul mefurish. And therefore, on Amud Aleph, where it was a side problem, Mashke Yisrael, but there was no psul in Kachim because it wasn't Omer. So Ein Mechoser Zman Libo Bayom was an option. On Amud Beis, when we're talking about a Minchas Behema, there's a mefurish pasuk that says it's possible before the Omer. Ein Mechoser Zman Libo Bayom is not an option. So the only option is Heir Mizrach Matir. Okay, that's a more b'cheshbeni answer. It's a nice one. So on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, Ein V'chuli was an option. But on Daf Hey Amud Beis, it isn't. That's the cheshben of the Sfas Emes and the Grizz. On Daf Hey Amud Aleph, there's no psul in Kachim. Because it's an Omer, and an Omer is allowed to be from Chadash. There's only a side problem in Mashke Yisrael. Ein Mechoser Zman Bayom takes away a side problem. But on Hayim and Beis, where it's a regular Mincha of a Behema, then there's not just a side problem in Mashke Yisrael, there's an Etzem Mefurish Pasuk that says it's possible before the Omer. So that, Ein Mechoser Zman Bayom is not going to solve. You have to go to the stronger medicine of Heir Mizrach Matir, and therefore there's only option of Heir Mizrach Matir. Okay, it's a very, very nice, Cheshbon. Just to summarize, even though I think it was clear to everyone, what he's trying to say is that on Hayim and Aleph, we're talking about Omer Shalom L'Shma. On Hayim and Beis, we're talking about Mincha Acheres. In Omer Shalom L'Shma, there's only problem of Mashke Yisrael. And therefore, you can solve it with Ein Mechoser V'chuli. Because that's a side problem. But in a Mincha Acheres, no, there's an internal problem, a fundamental problem of Chadash Kodem HaOmer Pasul. And that can't be solved by Ein Mechoser Zman Libo Bayom. That's not enough to solve a Mefurish Pasuk that says it's possible. That's only enough to solve a side problem. And therefore, they have to abandon the whole thing and go to Heir Mizrach.
How much first is the fact that by Mitzvah you have to bring an Ashim for a Chatas?
It's mefurish that the orders bring an ushim kodon the chatas. It's not mefurish that an ushim is possible before the chatas. That's what I mean. Okay, weiter. Anyway, this was a nice nafkamina, and then that has a nafkamina for question of shita mekubetzes on daf hayim beis. Okay, let's leave that for now. Let's go back for a second and then ask, so are there other nafkaminas of this question of whether it's just a side effect of Mashke Yisrael or whether it is a fundamental local kodshim din that anything's possible before the Omer because the Omer has to be first and nothing else is allowed to be first. So that seems to be a very enforced discussion on Daf Samachesim and Beis. Right? That seems to be a enforced discussion on Daf Samachesim and Beis. On Daf Samachesim and Beis, right after the Mishnah, Yosef Reb Tarfon Gekashe, they might be in Kodal Omer and Kodal Shealechem. What's the difference between before the Omer it's possible to be Eben, before Shealechem it's only Yosef Lechachila? Amar Lefon Yehuda Mar Nechemya, Lo, Amar Kodal Omer Shein Lechut Shem Kolo Estel Hedyot. No, before the Omer is of course more Chomer, because it's even trade for Hedyot, it's even trade for us to eat. Tomar Kodal Shealechem Shem Kolo Estel Hedyot, would you say the same for Shealechem, which is kosher for us to eat? Which side does that Yehuda Mar Nechemya sound like? It sounds like the Hernora side, right? Says, you know what the difference is? You know what? Basically, what's Rabbi Tarfon asking? He's asking, why is there a... I understand Lechachila is fine. Why is there a Psul B'Diyev before the Omer? Hernora says, you know why it's Psul B'Diyev before the Omer? Because it's trade for people. Sounds like the Hernora side. It sounds like the Hernora side. So, and then he comes up with a Nafgamina. Let's continue. A little shatzu very tarfon. Sov upanim shor vihuda bar nechemya. Amar lo rekibi huda tzov upanecha. She shat zaken to mihanim tarach yamim. Amar vihuda bar milay. Also a perik prosa pesach haya. Shalisa latzer shalti achra of vihuda bar nechemya. Heichanu amar li nifter v'halach lo. Okay. That is a bit of a sad conclusion. Yehuda bar nechemya was so happy that he slugged up Rabbi Tarfon that he grinned at him, and that was Chutzpedek. Then Rabbi Akiva says, I'd be surprised if you make it through the year. And when between Pesach and Shavuos, he passed away. Okay, from here we see that it's good to have a good answer to the Rebbe's Kasha, but you shouldn't gloat.
I heard from them until this is Shlonogu Kovat Zevazeh.
Mm-hmm. This is the days of Rabbi Akiva, Shlonogu Kovat Zevazeh. Okay, Amar not Rabbi Yisrael, but getting back to the Menachos part, Ledev Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nechemya. According to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nechemya, Nisachim Bikurim She'akrivim Kodem La'omer K'sherim. Nisachim Bikurim, Nisachim Ubikurim. You know, it's not necessarily Ma'akev for our purposes, what the Gersa is, but let's just stick with Nisachim. Nisachim are wine. Does wine have an Isser Chadash for Hedyot?
No.
The Isser Chadash for Hedyot only applies to the Chameshes Minei Davar. So how about Chadash of wine? And maybe the Gersa is Ubikurim. By Bikurim, we don't mean the Bikurim of wheat and barley. We mean the Bikurim of grapes, pomegranates, figs, dates, and olives, which also have no Isser of Chadash for Hedyot. She'akrivim kodem la'omer k'sherim. If you bring them before the Omer, they're kasher b'dievet. L'chachil, you shouldn't bring them to l'she'alech. But b'dievet, you shouldn't bring any Chadash to l'she'alech l'chachil. But there's no problem to b'dievet, because there's no Isser l'hedyot. Pshita, ma'o, detaim, ahasam, t'hudim, k'lo, sh'l'hedyot, l'chachil, l'chachil, l'chachil. Obviously, there's no Isser. No, you might have thought, I'd rather there should be an Isser, because, like, there's never... Hey, sorry, you might have thought that that maybe there should be a Psol B'Dievet, because there's no Heter for Hedyot ever, because it was never Usher for Hedyot. No, Kamashma, Kolshkin, Lusu. Kolshkin, if it was never Usher for Hedyot, there should be no Psol for Hektish. So, there are two ways to read this Gemara. One way to read this Gemara is... One way to read this Gemara is the way it sounds like the Chiddushim Yichasim L'Rashba that reads the Gemara, and certainly the Tosfos Yontif read the Gemara, and the Karen over here assumes the Rambam read the Gemara, is that there's a Machlokas Tanaim here between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nechemya. Now let's think about it for a second. But let me be brutally honest here. That it's until the Omer Chaddish is usher even for Hedyot to eat, and until Shtei Lechem it's only usher for Gavoah. Is that rocket science? Rabbi Tarfon wasn't smart enough to think of that factor? So you never know, you know, what was going on in Rabbi Tarfon's head. But assume Tosafot jumps with others. Rabbi Tarfon also could have thought of that svara. You know, it's not such a hard svara. What's the difference between for the omer for shtei lechem? Before the omer it's straight for shtei lechem is kosher. Really, hopefully any decent yeshiva got to know of that svara. Certainly Rabbi Tarfon. So why Rabbi Tarfon not say that svara? Because he didn't like that svara. It wasn't that he couldn't think of that svara. He didn't like that svara. And then Yehuda bar Nechemya managed to convince everyone of the svara, everyone at that time and place of the svara, against Rabbi Tarfon. It's a real machlokas here. And then he grinned at Rabbi Tarfon. That was extra chutzpahdik. It was extra chutzpahdik. Rabbi Tarfon knew the svara didn't like him. Then he convinced everyone Rabbi Tarfon was wrong. Which, okay, Machat Shaltar, you're allowed to convince everyone your Rebbe's wrong. But if you grin afterwards, then you're Chayiv Nisi B'dei Shamayim.
Why did Rabbi Tarfon shut up?
What? Because he didn't have any... He thought it was wrong, but he didn't have any way to disprove it in a concrete fashion that would convince anyone. That's one way of reading it. And that's why Rav Nachman says, L'divrei Yehuda bar Nechemya. What is L'divrei Yehuda bar Nechemya? It means not everyone agrees, just according to Yehuda bar Nechemya, in which case maybe we will or maybe we won't agree with Rav Nechemya. So let us look at the Gemara in Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis. And what's the nafkamina, the Gemara Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis, is the A, the Shaka Vataria. And let's start even with the Shaka Vataria, right? Rabbi Tarfon versus Rabbi Yehuda bar Nechemya. So, we're not 100% sure here, but it could be, if Rabbi Tarfon has a Shita, it's not clear, you could read it in two ways. Either Rabbi Tarfon mamish just messed up that day and didn't think of a Shita, or a retired phone, which you never know. It could happen if you say, it's so stupid. How can you not think of that Shita? Okay, you know what? For us, we would have thought of that Shita. Maybe he had all kinds of other confusing things in his head that we don't understand, which made him not think of the Shita on that day, because he was trying to balance so many cheshbonos in his head. Maybe Hashem just wanted to give Yehuda bar Nechemya a chance to shine. That happens sometimes also, the Midrash says. But he was supposed to shine, not gloat. But for whatever reason, we're not sure if Rabbi Tarfon has a Shita or doesn't have a Shita. But maybe, right? Maybe that's goof for the Machlokas. Maybe Rabbi Tarfon, if he has a Shita, which we're not sure, but maybe Rabbi Tarfon, if he has a Shita, he thinks, no, it has nothing to do with Head Yot. This has nothing to do with Mashgi Yisrael. It's an independent din of Kachim, and that's what he's wondering. Why, in the independent din of Kachim, what's the difference that before the Omer, it's a psul b'dieved, and before Shtei Lechem, it's only an Isra l'chachila? Nothing to do with Mashgi Yisrael. Maybe then Yehuda bar Nechemya came and brought in a factor that Rabbi Tarfon was not really talking about. And, right, l'chora, Rabbi, I'm not sure if he's a Rabbi, actually. But we'll call him Rabbi. Why not? Maybe that's Rabbi Yehuda bar Nechemya. Rabbi Yehuda bar Nechemya says that it's pasul mishum delo hutar miklalo etzel hedyot. While Rabbi Tarfon says it's pasul for a different reason, if he really has a shita. Right, it's possible for a different reason. So maybe that's gufa the machlokas there. In which case, if that's gufa the machlokas, then there could be a nafkamina. Now, you don't have to read that way. You don't have to read Rabbi Tarfon that way. Because you could say Rabbi Tarfon didn't have a shita. He wasn't saying anything. He was just not asking a question. And the brisker Rav doesn't read Rabbi Yehuda bar Nechemya that way. The grids over there doesn't read Rabbi Yehuda bar Nechemya that way. Or sorry, the Grizz over here, I mean, on Haman Beis, doesn't read Rabbi Yehuda bar Nechemya that way. He says, actually, interesting. He says, what's Rabbi Tarfon's question? Why is there a difference? Obviously, he doesn't mean Mashgi Yisrael. That would be too obvious. He means, like, you die in the Pesukim and etzim difference in Kachin. And what does Rabbi Yehuda bar Nechemya say back? He could have said, because it's trait. So what lashon did he use? Huter miklalo. What does huter miklalo mean? Huter miklalo means it's an isser in one place, which has a heter someplace else. But it sounds like there's really an isser in kachim. Habits have a heter for chulin after the omer, and no heter for chulin before the omer. But it shouldn't have. The brisker have said no. If you take Yehuda bar Nechemya like the Karen Ora, then it shouldn't have said huter miklalo etzel hedyot. And lo hutzer miklal. Wait, lo hutzer miklal is like, shouldn't say because lo hutzer miklal lo yishol head yot. It should have said because it's usher le head yot, because it's not mimashki yisrael, because it's treif. Lo hutzer miklal sounds, it's a psul and kachim. You want to know why this psul and kachim is more chomer than that psul and kachim? Because this psul and kachim is more chomer, because even in chulin it's usher. And that psul and kachim is more kal, because in chulin it's mutter. Hutzer miklal usually means you're using something else to reveal the chumra, using A to reveal the chumra of B. So the Brisk Rav has a few to Yukim in the sugya where he doesn't think that's the right read, even in Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nechem. Yeah?
Why is that such a problem?
What?
Why is that such a problem? Why does he want,
He just, it's not that he's a problem, it's that he's just convinced this side. He's convinced this side. But it is funny, because if you ask me, if I was the Karen Ora, and you ask me, or if you're Rabbi Tarfon, I'm Yehuda Bar Nechem, but a polite Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nechem, and you ask me, why is it possible for the Omer and not possible for Shtei Lechem? I would have said, because it's Asher Lehedyot, and because it's not Mimashki Yisrael. I would have said, Lo Huter Miklalo Eitzel Hedyot. Now, you could just say, okay, that's it's a Lashon that they often use, a Lashon that they like to use, but I think the way the Brisk Rav understands is, no, what he's saying is, it's a Din of Kachim. But this Din of Kachim, of course, is more chomer than that Din of Kachim. Because this Din of Kachim doesn't even have a Heter for Chulin. And that Din of Kachim has a Heter for Chulin. So, that's clearly the way that the Brisk Rav, I'm just going to put a little blue for even Yehuda Bar Nechemya, according to the Griz, and the Griz I mean over here in Dafim the base, what does he say? He says, no, it's a psul of kachim, but it's chamor because it's parallel, because it also has a parallel for Hedyot. That's the way the Brisker Rav read Yehuda Bar Nechemya. So you could say this is goof of the Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Tarfon thinks he can't think of an obvious reason. You have to go find Diyukim Sukim and find Midosh Ator and Dreshvim. There's no obvious reason why it's so chomer and possible for the Omer. So he doesn't think it's because of Mashki Yisrael. He thinks it's an independent Kachim din. Well, Yehuda Bar Nechemya says, what do you mean? It's just a side effect of the Isser Lechulin, because it's not Mimashki Yisrael.
What is that independent Kachim din?
What? Maybe like Rabbeinu Hillel. We darshan reishis
tzirchem. So you don't need a guest, and you know exactly why.
Okay, but maybe Rabbi Tarfon wasn't sure what the drasha was. He asked, how could Rabbi Tarfon not be sure if Rabbeinu Hillel was? Okay, let's say, eventually, you're going to just have to say that, you know, sometimes they're, either that sometimes they're gedolim with so much going on in their mind that they don't think of something like katana.
All I'm just saying is that all we're saying is that he was thinking of something we don't know what that
okay.
Was.
Okay, or that makom nichulul is gadol. Anyway, it could be this makom tanaim, but lav dafka, because you could say Rabbi Tarfon's not really a tzad, because he didn't really have shita, and or you could say Rabbi Yehuda Nechemya is really not the tzad you thought. The Brisk Rav puts him on the other tzad. But let's just go to the concrete nafkamina now. What is the concrete nafkamina? Number four is what's discussed in the Gemara there. How about nisachim and non-grain bikurim? Right? Nisachim, which definitely says, right? It definitely says nisachim. The girsa may or may not be, because the lashon of Rav Nachman Yitzchak is nisachim bikurim, which could just mean early Nisachim, first Nisachim, or it can be Nisachim Ubikurim, which is what the someone on the side says it should be. Who on the side? The Dawid? Niske Bikurim. The Shidim Gobetza says Niske Bikurim, which means just that early Nisachim, but it could also be Nisachim Ubikurim, Nisachim and Bikurim, but it doesn't really matter. How about non-grain before the Omer? Nisachim, Mechadash, Lifnei HaOmer. So if you say the only psul is Mashki Yisrael, then obviously what should the din be? I bring Chodesh wine before the Omer. Is there a psul of Mashki Yisrael? Obviously not. It should obviously be Kusher, which is the Gemara on the Samach Hesam and Beis, according to Yehuda Bar Nechemya, and the Karen Ora here, Lishitase, he says that's an obvious conclusion. Right, that should be kosher. But if you said there's an independent psul of chadash before the omer, there's an independent psul of chadash before the omer, nothing with mashki, nothing with being treif, there's an independent psul of chadash, then maybe you could say there's an independent psul of chadash before the omer. That independent psul of chadash before the omer is not only grain. By the iser lehed yod, it's grain. How do we know it's only grain? It's also lehed yod because the pasuk says ve lechem mekali vecharmel lo sochlu. Lechem, kali, and karmel are all grain products. It's not pomegranates, and it's not olives, and it's not grapes. But if you understand, no, it's just be denuacious, this has to be the first, then after the brisker rub could say, no, the first within what we're talking about, but you could very well say that it is puzzle. Right? You could very well say that it's puzzle. After all, any chadash before the omer is puzzle. It's nothing kosher or treif. Chadash wine is perfectly kosher before the omer, but it's puzzle in the mikdash to the separate din in the mikdash. Olives and pomegranates and etc. from the chadash are perfectly kosher to eat, but it doesn't matter. It's still a psul of the mikdash. And who in fact says this against the Gemara Daf Semachesav and Beis? And again, what would give you the right to go against the Gemara? We know it would give you the right to go against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Le'divrei Yehuda Bar Nechemya. And maybe we're not the Divrei Yehuda Bar Nechemya. So, a lot of Achronim read this in the Rambam. It's a tremendous machlokas what the sheet of the Rambam is. Because what does the Rambam say? Although I must admit I'm not so convinced, but what does the Rambam say? The Rambam in... where is this Rambam? Let me just find it. I should just print out more of the sheet. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, "Ein mevi'im menachos unesachim." Notice unesachim, lo min hatevel v'lo min hachadosh kodem laomer. Not from tevel and not from chadosh kodem laomer. V'lo min amduvin so chlomi yorod klai kerim. Okay, etc. V'im hevi lo niskatchu li yosem ruin lekarvel niskatchu li pasul v'yukikatchim shenifzalu. They're clearly pasul v'di'evet. Says the Rambam, "Menachos unesachim min hachadosh pasul v'di'evet." Understands Tosus Yontif. And the Karen Ora. Remember the Karen Ora on our daf said, I'm sure that Yehuda Bar Nechemya is the pshat, it's a din of mashke Yisrael, and it only applies to grain and not to non-grain products. But it's a tamen because the Rambam disagreed. Tamen, so even he thinks the Rambam disagrees, he just doesn't personally disagree. So who holds this? Who holds this? One, the Rambam, according to the Tosfos Yontif, and the Karen Ora. I don't think the Karen Ora agrees. The Karen Ora says, tame on the Rambam. Right? The Rambam holds even Nesachim and Achadosh is possible. How can Nesachim and Achadosh be possible? They're perfectly kosher. The answer is, because he doesn't think it's just a Dimashki Yisrael. He thinks it's an independent soul of Kachim. If it's an independent soul of Kachim, maybe it applies even to Nesachim. However, it's not clear to me that's the right shot in the Rambam. Why is it not clear to me that's the right shot in the Rambam? Because the Rambam says, listen, Eim Avim Menachzun Nesachim Lo Min HaTevel. Can't bring it from Tevel or from Chadash before the Omer. Now, you can read this two ways. You can't bring Menachos and Nesachim from Tevel. You can't bring Menachos and Nesachim from Chadash. You can't bring Menachos and Nesachim from Meduma, from Arlem, by Kerem. But maybe you can read it. You can't bring Menachos and Nesachim, colon, if they are Tevel, which can apply to both of them, or if they're Chadash, which obviously only applies to Menachos and not Nesachim. Right? So it's not clear to me that's the Rambam means. Because I know he says Menachos and Nesachim, then he says Chadash. But he might just mean, not Menachos and Nesachim Chadash. Menachos and Nesachim, and whatever applies. And it happens to be, like, for just as an example, he also says you can't bring from Orla. Right? Now, Orla doesn't apply to grains, unless you want to say Orla applies to Menachos, the Belul of Hashem and Orla. But it could be no. I'm saying Menachos and Nesachim, whatever Isser applies to whichever thing. Chadash only applies to Menachos, not Nesachim. Orla only applies to Nesachim, at least not to the grain of Menachos. Kliakarim applies to both of them. Tevel applies to both of them. Whatever applies, I don't see that there's such a strong proof in the Rambam. Especially since the Rambam says, so I have to admit, I'm just not convinced by their pshat in the Rambam. Especially since the Rambam says in Tmidim Musafin, Perik Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin, says the Rambam, Menachos Shel Nesachin. No?
Perik Zayin.
Perik Zayin, Halacha Yud Zayin, that's what I meant, thank you. Yeah. Read my own course wrong. Kvar be'arnu, she'im v'yim menachos v'lo minchas nesachim, v'lo bikurim min achadosh kodom avasa omer v'im hevi pasal. We already explained, and he sermons back, you can't bring menachos before, and minchas nesachim, which is the mincha that comes with nesachim, and bikurim, which could mean, I assume, the bikurim of grains, before omer, if you do, it's pasal. So he says, we already explained later, menachos, and doesn't say nesachim.
says Minchas Nesachim, which is the Mincha that comes with the Nesach, but not the Nesach. So I thought the Pashup shot in the Rambam was, no, he only told you that Menachos are possible before the Omer, not Menachos and Nesachim. And therefore, this is the Rambam, I think that's Pashup shot in the Rambam, Lani is Daiti, and who says this pshat? The Berkus HaZevach, and the Samach Chesem Beis says this pshat, and the Likute Halachos. Who wrote the Likute Halachos? The Chafetz Chaim, right? He wrote on Kachim. The Chafetz Chaim is a big fan of learning Kachim. You should know the reason we have this Kachim Kolel. Okay. On one level, the reason we have this Kachim Kolel is because I really, really wanted to do it, and I just decided that Ein Davar Omid Pnei Ratzon. You know, one of the other reasons we have this Kachim Kolel is because there was a fellow who learned by the Chafetz Chaim in Europe. And when he left Europe, the Chafetz Chaim told him, wherever you go, you should keep learning Kachim. It's very important to learn Kachim. She has to come, you have to learn Kachim. And the Chafetz Chaim wrote the Kudei Lachos on all of Kachim, even the Kachimdik parts of the other Siddurim, where he wrote like a riff with Halachas and also wrote a Yunim on the side. This is obviously in the Yunim on the side, in the Zevach Todah part. Then the fellow went to Eretz Yisrael, learned by Rav Kook. Rav Kook told me it's very, very important to learn Kachim. Then he went to America in the end, ended up in America, but he was really looking for yeshiva that would learn Kachim. He would help them, support them to learn Kachim. And he donated money to YU that people should learn Kachim. So there's okay, a couple guys learning Kachim in New York in YU, different initiatives over the years. And the expenses for the supporting the avreichim in this kachim kolel over the summer are paid because the Chafetz Chaim and Rav Kook told someone the older participants in the shir not as existential for them. The official avreichim in the shir are supported for the kachim kolel because the Chafetz Chaim and Rav Kook told someone that wherever he goes, he should make sure to learn kachim because it's very, very important. So the Chafetz Chaim took it very seriously, and he said, "Pshat in the Rambam." I think he's writing Pshat in the Rambam. I must admit, I think the Rambam says later on. We already explained that Menachos are possible before the Omer. He didn't say and Nesachim. What do you mean before? He meant Menachos and Nesachim. Whatever applies to whatever. So I'm not convinced by the Tosfos Yomtiv and the Karen Ora. The Karen Ora shouldn't have been convinced by the Karen Ora because he's upset that this is Pshat in the Rambam because it's against his side. He should have just said, I don't think that's Pshat in the Rambam. Okay, but, different people just have different judgments. What's Pshat in the Rambam? I like the Berkus HaZevach here, and much later, the Chafetz Chaim, who agreed with him, says, I'm not sure that's Pshat in the Rambam, but there's one Rishon who it for sure is Pshat in. Which one Rishon? If you had to pick one Rishon on that on the right side of the board, who would it be? Of course. Right? Says Rabbeinu Hillel in the part I Xerox. Says Rabbeinu Hillel earlier, Ein Mevi'im Menachos Ubikurim before the Omer, and if you do it, puzzle. Says Rabbeinu Hillel, Tainu Minchas Sibur Minchas Chovid Yachid Ubikurim, Hainu Bikurim Deshivas Haminim. Whoa, Deshivas Haminim? What does it mean by Bikurim Deshivas Haminim? Right? He could have said Bikurim of Shnei Minim, of Dagon, of Chit and Saorim. When he says Shivas Haminim, it sounds like, even if you say, why do you say Shivas Haminim? To teach you, he means actual Bikurim and not just new things. But still, he didn't have to say Shivas Haminim. Shivas Haminim sounds like seven, no? Seven sounds like seven to you? Not two. If it was only two Minim, Chit and Saorah, because remember, the five types of Dagon are really only two Minim in the normal counts in the Torah, of Chit and Saorah, and they're just subspecies. What? No, because all Bikurim. What if you do Mamish Bikurim? If I bring Mamish Bikurim from pomegranates before the Omer, it's puzzle, according to Rabbeinu Hillel. What?
There is no such thing as things in Eretz
Yisrael. Maybe there's... Okay, it doesn't matter. Maybe you have to work out the technicalities of the calendar and see if you can work it out. Anyway, Lamaisa, number two, Rabbeinu Hillel, he says... Shivas Haminim. Okay, if all Shivas Haminim are puzzle, why are all Shivas Haminim puzzle? They're not all treif. Only two of the Shivas Haminim are treif. Obviously, he holds an independent. Not obviously, he says it's an independent of Kachim. He's just Lishitase. Lishitase thinks it's an independent of Kachim. He also thinks it applies to all Shivas Haminim. And not just, those are the only minim that come to the Mizbeach in any way, shape, or form, to all Shivas Aminim, and not just to Chamishas Minei Dagan, he is perfect L'shitase.
So another support for that new read of the Rambam, he says, includes Tevel and Orla. I didn't, couldn't find this in my mark, but it says Tevel is Mashke Yisrael. The reason you can't bring Tevel to the Mizbeach is Mashke Yisrael.
Oh, yeah, and Echlami.
The whole list, Chorah.
Correct, meaning, yeah. Right, good point. I mean, the whole raya they brought that even Nesachim is from being together with Orl and Klai Kerem. Orl and Klai Kerem is classing Mashke Yisrael, so that would also be a good, very, very good, good support for the Birch of the Zebach and Chavetz Chaim's Psham and the Rama, which I really think is correct.
Does the fact that Nine doesn't have, it's not also for Hedio, and it doesn't have that chilik of does that affect chilik by Chadash? We said it affects, there's like a difference. Does that play?
Well, that's really the question. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda bar Nechemya, then it's all a matter of who to be tolo, of what it is for Hedyot. And that's exactly the Pshat of the Gemara and the Karen Ora and the, what I think is the right Pshat of the Rama. And Ru brought a very good Raya. But if you say, no, we hold like Rabbi Tarfon, then that's irrelevant. Now, let me just point out one thing. The Brisker Rav would switch up a little here. And the Brisker Rav would say that the Briz would understand, no, even lefi tzad zeh, it only applies to Dagon because it's only so chamer when it has a parallel iser lehedyu. Remember, he sort of took this Gemara and Daf Samaches and Beis and switched sides. He says, even Rehuda Mechemi, you can say it's an independent din. But just an independent din is more chumra when it has a parallel iser le hedyot, and therefore Dagon is a parallel iser le hedyot, and one doesn't, which means he could put the Rama on that side. Let me just mention one other nafmina, and then I think we will move on to the next sub-detail. The discussion, which is a little hinted in Minchas Chinuch, but really a fascinating discussion. Let's go, remember the Rikilim. There's a few places where the Chumash says something, and it doesn't seem that we keep it. One of the more famous amongst them is Chadash, right? V'lechem kolim v'charmel lo sechua et etzma yom hazeh, right? Chukas olam v'dor seichem v'chol mosh v'seichem. And yet, minig Ashkenaz is always to be mekel and eat Chadash. So, there are three famous explanations in the Ashkenaz of Rishonim why minig Ashkenaz is always to be mekel and eat Chadash. And two of them, one of them is very technical, has to do with the fake, which we're not getting into now. I know, that's Dharma. But the other two of them, I didn't say it's not objectively important, I just said it's not relevant to our subject right now. The other two, I think, are very relevant. Anyone know? Right? Most people here, right? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. Most people here, even if we live in Eretz Yisrael, go to the store and buy Cheerios and whatever, and don't check the box codes to see if it's Chadash or not, right? Just like when we lived in America, we weren't Makbid of Chadash unless our last name was Soloveitchik, or our wife's maiden name was Soloveitchik.
Well, we lived in Chicago.
Right, so we're a real chassid of the Chicago Soloveitchiks.
Oh, yeah.
So what are the various explanations of the Rishonim, anyone know, for why in Europe, forget about America, in Europe. Why in Europe would no one was Makbid on Chadash and not known? The Grub was Makbid on Chadash. Mishnah Berurah says, well, Nefesh should be Nizer, etc. But Lamai said no one was Makbid on Chadash. What are some of the explanations? Because maybe the Isser Chadash doesn't apply. Yeah. Good. Okay. Says the Sefer Truma and the Yerza Rab, maybe it doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. Right? Okay. It's clear it applies at least to Rabbanan, but if it's Rabbanan, maybe it only applies in the Middle East, because there are many mitzvot tzlis arts that only apply to Rabbanan, the arts of Smuchas Eretz Yisrael. Says the Sefer Trumos, that goes way back, Sefer Trumos is back 800 years, says, oh, we're Mekel, right, it's not like a newfangled kula, we're Mekel because it doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz, at least outside the Middle East. And what did the Bach say? Because it doesn't apply. To a guy, it only applies to a Jewish field, not to a Goyish field, just like Trumas or Maishos, and don't apply to a Goyish field, and just like Shvias, mainstream Psak, doesn't apply to a Goyish field, and many things don't apply to a Goyish field, so Chadash doesn't apply to a Goyish field. Okay, there's a lot of lumdas behind that, but that's already not our sugya anymore, the lumdas behind that, we're just going to go from there. Fascinating question, and that's why, agav, many Hasidim, especially the Satmaris, are very makbid not to be makbid on Chodesh. Because apparently Eliyahu Novi told the Baal Shem Tov that the Bach is correct or something like that. You know, I might, I don't know, maybe there's different versions of this. It's the version I heard that the Satmaris refused to be makbid on Chodesh, not just because if their grandfather wasn't makbid on Chodesh, then you can't be makbid on Chodesh, because that's the whole mahos of being Satmar, that you do what your grandfather did. Not that you did what, you know, someone thinks is you can bring proof from a sugya. But even more so, apparently Eliyahu Novi told the Baal Shem Tov that the Bach was correct. So that's why the Bach, even though the Bach has the weakest roots in the Rishonim, but it's become very popular nowadays because maybe Eliyahu Novi holds like him. Okay, but I don't understand these things. Anyway, Lamaisa, back to our topic. Fascinating question. Hold on. What if I bring a mincha, chadasha, from chutz la'aretz before the omer? Or from the field of a guy before the omer? Lim on the omer zo. I don't mean according to the gra. According to the gra, it's straight. Lim on the omer. Lim minaga olam. Lifi minaga olam. That we rely on the bach of the sefer truva. I'm forgetting the Ramah for now. No, I mean a regular mincha. A regular mincha. What if I... No, obviously the Omer has to come. I mean a regular from Erchol. The regular meal, a regular mincha. I'm stam. I don't know. I say, Hariel, I'm minchas marcheshes, I say. Right? And I bring the minchas marcheshes. Yud Gimel Nisan? From wheat that I buy from a farmer in Kansas. Right? I assume they're all going in there. Is that... kosher, is that pasul or kosher? So what about mincha, a stam mincha? Not a stam mincha. Min chadash shel chutz la'aretz lefi sefer hatruma o stay goy lefi bach lifnei ha'omer. I just show up Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Beis HaMikdash, and I say, here is my Chadash Mincha, but it's from Kansas.
It's not Chadash.
What? So, clearly, if the soul is Mashgi Yisrael, then obviously it's kosher, because there's no Pekam Mashgi Yisrael, probably kosher. All the Jews in America eat it.
But even if it's possible, I'm not really watching the scene, that doesn't mean it's...
Even if, then, what I would say is, maybe Pasol, Ulai Pasol, I would sort of equate it to the question of Nesachim, meaning it is, or maybe even not. On the one hand, maybe it's possible. Why? Because it's still Chadash for the Omer. Maybe all Chadash is possible for the Omer. Although on the other hand, we just say maybe, you could say no. Maybe even the independent din of Kachim is only within Eretz Yisrael, or only within Jews. But maybe possible. I can't promise, but definitely there's a tzad to say that who cares what's, if it's Mashgi Yisrael, we know. Just take the rules of Kashrus and apply them, and that tells you the mincha is possible. If it's an independent soul, then afshar, it's only for a troller, afshar all chadash in the world is also before the Omer.
Rabbi Hillel had a pasuk.
No, I'm assuming it's mutter in chutz la'aretz. If it's mutter in chutz la'aretz, why is it mutter in chutz la'aretz?
If it's after chutz la'aretz, it's only after
Yisrael. No. You're confusing this with Arla.
Isn't that where we get the Mizum of Kutzlar?
Correct. So that's what I said. If that's the Pasuk, then you have to say, just like that Pasuk, for Chadash is my dude. So, but if you say, maybe it's not for that Pasuk, maybe there's an alternative to Rabbeinu Hillel, then... You know, Rabbi Tarfon wasn't sure of the answer, so I'm not even sure of the answer. So you're right, that's why I said maybe. Okay, so we have a chakira here, just to summarize. Why is Chadash possible for the Omer and the Mikdash? Is it a Mikdash din or a side effect of a Kashrus din? And we had five potential nafkaminas, not all practical. Number one, do you put Mashgi Yisrael in the Girsa or not? Number two, how many problems are there in Daf Hei Amud Aleph for this Mincha Shel Lishma? Is there only a problem Mashgi Yisrael, Karen Ora, various Pashut, and the Gemara solves it? Or is there also a problem of Kachim? But that the Gemara didn't solve because we know what the solution is, which is that an Omer is not possible for the Omer. Number three, Rabbi Tarfon was Rabbi Gudim Archemia. Do you wonder why it's possible? Or do you say, because of Hed Yot? And more concrete nafkaminas is maybe other species that don't have the Yisrael Hed Yot, or other countries, or people, or owners of the field that don't have the Yisrael Hed Yot, with Yosef's caveat.
Now, you can't make Zeres, but wouldn't it have been obvious that they would have not allowed such a thing because someone would come in and say, oh, here's Kodesh, and people don't understand Kansas, not Kansas, whatever, they wouldn't have allowed it to happen anyway.
Yeah, but they might not have possible Pidyevit. Maybe that would only be L'chachil, or maybe it would be Pidyevit Esher. I don't know. You know, it's Sarkhiyam. Okay. Now I just want to fill in two other things before we move on in
the... Just in general, just one thing to clarify after all this. When you talk about the Mincha, you're talking about the Mincha that's brought in the Beis Hamikdash, not private Menachot here.
Either way, I'm talking about no difference in Yochanan and Sibra. No difference in Yochanan and Sibra. Either my private thing, or, you know, the Olas Tamid. That doesn't make a difference. Okay. The two other points that I just want to briefly mention that there is a lot of lumdus about, but we won't go into them quite as deep, is number one, the issue that Tosfos brings up, Dafs Hamachesim and Beis. We had a machlokes between, was it Rav and, oh, here we only bring Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, right? Here we bring Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Say Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish that Heyer Mizrach is Mater, even in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Which is Kayam. Heyer Mizrach, what? Yeah, Heyer Mizrach is Mater. But on Samaches and Aleph, Rav Shmuel says differently. So let's just review how they read this Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says two things. The Lechem Akali Vasa Akarma Lo Sochlu Ad Etzema Yomazeh. So the Pasuk says two things. So, what does the Pasuk say? Ad etzem hayom hazeh. And then it says, ad haviachem es karban elokeichem. So what do Rav and Shmuel do? They say this is bizman hazeh. And this is bizman hamikdash. Very poshut. Bizman hazeh just depends on the day. And in the Zman of the Mikdash, it depends on the carbon. Okay, fairly straightforward. But what do Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan say? They say, nope, even Bizman HaMikdash, hey or Mizrach Matir. Right? The day is Matir, the morning is Matir, even Zman HaMikdash. Okay, but then there are more in the other half of the pasuk. Doesn't it say until you bring the carbon? So, what do they answer in one word?
Le-mitzvah.
Le-mitzvah. Okay, what does that mean, le-mitzvah? Right? Meaning, hey, mizrach is matter, but there's still a mitzvah to wait until I'd haviachem as carbon elokeichem, right? That's what Rav and Shmuel are saying. Hey, mizrach is matter, but there's still a mitzvah. So the question is, what do they mean by, what do they mean by this mitzvah? So here it is, not a 1,000,000% clear. The Tosfos over there says, "Le mitzvah, mashdika se da raisa." It's an isra se mi da raisa. Meaning, there's a lot. How they read the pasuk? V'lechem v'kali lo sav charm lo sochlan etzem ayam hazeh. It's a lot until that day, and on that day, adaviyachem is korban lokechem. It's a mitzvah. It's asay. To not eat it before the Omer. So if you ask, basically, according to Reish Lakish of Yochanan, how about eating Chadash on Tes Zayin before Hakrabas HaOmer? So what does Tosos think of Daf Samach Chesem and Aleph? And that's the Havmin of Tosos here also, right? Nihi Ahalav Asay Miha Ika. Isn't it still a mitzvah say? And on Daf Samach Chesem and Aleph, Tosos never gets out of this quagmire. And here he objects it. What's the happening of Tosos? So one shita is Tosos on Daf Samach Chesem and Aleph, and the Havamina of Tosos on Daf Hayim Beis. And this is the shita of the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh is 100% sure that he's correct. The Shagas Aryeh, that I put in brackets, he says, nope, it is an Iser Asay. Midoraisa. An Isra say Midoraisa. Tosos had some problems. If it's Mamash and Isra say Midoraisa, and the Shagas Aryeh is very clever. He says, why is there an Isra say Midoraisa here? Says the Shagas Aryeh. He brings other Raya's from Shatz. We're not going to quote his other Raya's now. You can look it up if you want. He says, there are some cases when something's also the lav, and you need two things to be moderate. So if two things happen, they're matur. If one thing's happened, it's half matur. What happens if you half matur a lav? So he says, if you half matur a lav, then it becomes a half as chomer as a lav. What's half as chomer as a lav? And it's just saying it's half as chomer as a lav. Right? So it's just, it's half matur. Why? You need etzma yomazet and aviyachem as chomer lokechem. So after etzma yomazet, it's half matur. After aviyachem as chomer, but it's fully matur. Which means in between, it's half a lav. And half a lav becomes an assay. Okay, the Shagas are to make that up. People are right, it's from other places in Shas, that like a half a lav can become an assay. And you have that in a few places, in the Havni, in the first record of Kedushin. Didn't we learn Kedushin recently? Right? Although I don't know if we got up to that, the Gemara wants to know, like, how do we know the Misa Sabal is Matur? And they say, well, we see there's no lav after Misa Sabal, but maybe there's still an assay. Meaning, you can have something, a partial heter can downgrade a lav to an assay. So it's an Isra Assay Midoraisa. That is one. Now, the problem is, we're not getting into this problem. Problem Tosis asks, later and here, the Gemara says, well, if it's, according to Reish Lakish, why do they make a gzeira that you might come to eat it? What do they say? According to the Havmina, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, nowadays, don't eat the whole Tessayin. Nowadays, by the way, we can't eat the whole Tessayin. Nowadays, don't eat the whole Tessayin, he said. Because when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, you might eat the morning with Tessayin or the afternoon with Tessayin before they brought the Karban, then you'd be eating before the Karban. Says, if it's only an Asay, sorry, the Gemara says, if it's really Mutter, then why are we making Zera? So Tos says, what do you mean? If it's an Isra Asay, why should we make Zera? The Shagas Zayi said, no. For Isra Asay, you don't make so many Zeras. For Lavin, you make even far enough Zeras. For Isra Asay, you only make likely Zeras, not far enough Zeras. That's a far enough Zera. He defends it. Let's stick with our Sugya. What's those Kashmir our Sugya? If it's really an Isra Asay, then what are we going to say? Isn't it, how's it in Mashki Yisrael? The answer is, it's in Mashki Yisrael because Herem is Mizrach Matur. If there's still an Isra Asay, how is it in Mashki Yisrael? Right? So the question is, so why is it called Mashke Yisrael? That's the whole point of our Gemara. The whole point of our Gemara is, isn't it treif? No, Hayar Mizrach is Matur. But it is treif. It's still an Isra Asay. And Tosos rejects that. It's only Havamina. But says the Shagas Aryeh, he says a big Chiddush, says the Psul of Mashke Yisrael only applies to Lavin. So the Mashke Yisrael is only for Lavin. Where does he get that from? Because he says, Chazal Darshan originally Mashke Yisrael, Lahotzi Orla. Mashke Yisrael, not Orla. How do they know it's Lahotzi Orla? Maybe you quite care, maybe not. Because A, that's a Mashke, right? You bring drinks from it, right? Yisachim. And also says, Menachad and Masayim, it's something that's Bathal B'Masayim, they Darshan, and only Orla and Klai Kerem Bathal B'Masayim. Since the pasuk is really darshan by Orla and Klai Kerem, which are Lafin. So it only applies to Yisrael Lafin, not to Yisrael Esay. Okay, that's the derech of the Shagas Aryeh. That is not the derech, of course, of Tosos. Right? That is not the derech of Tosos. Tosos, right here, to Rascal Hair Mizrach, what does Tosos say? What does Tosos say? Your Rascal Hair Mizrach? What? Tosos says, no, even less than that. Mitzvah no mubchar. Tosos maskana. Tosos in Sam Chesmanal doesn't have maskana. He doesn't say what he says in Daf Hey, but he doesn't have maskana. He just leaves it sort of in. So the only valid maskana is on Tosos Daf Hey base. So says no. It's only a mitzvah min hamuvchar. It's only a mitzvah min hamuvchar. It's not a real iser. It's only a mitzvah. That's Mashke Yisrael. For the culture, it's only a mitzvah and a mofchar. Mitzvah and a mofchar, midorah. Well, okay. Tulsa says it's only a mitzvah and a mofchar. The question is, what? The Torah says, don't eat it on haviyachem as karban lokechem. How is that mitzvah and a mofchar? So the Tori Evan says something very mechudish.
The assay part you talk about.
Yes,
the
mitzvah. I'm talking about the mitzvah.
Only the assay.
But it's not an assay. That's what Tosa is saying. It's not an assay. No, it's not an assay. It's just a mitzvah and a mufkar. It's just better. It's not a requirement. It's just better.
But the avot assay stands. That remains.
What?
The lot assay remains.
No, but the lot assay is until Hayar Mizrach. Hayar Mizrach is not to the lot assay. I'm talking about after Hayar Mizrach, right? What we call
le-mitzvah, right? What is the nature of this mitzvah? So Tosfos says only mitzvah and mokar. And of course Tosfos has to be right. Because what is Loshon HaGemara? Heir mizrach matir. How can you say heir mizrach matir if it's usur, right? So, only mitzvah and mokar, and the big proof against the Shagasari say, heir mizrach matir es halav. Right? The proof is the Loshon of heir mizrach matir. The question is just, what's the nature of this mitzvah and mokar? So here we have two explanations of what the nature of this mitzvah and mokar is. The Turei Even, quoted by the Grizz, right, looked up inside, right? Don't think the Grizz is a word, that's what the Turei Even said. Turei Even actually said it. I checked, don't worry. Maybe you also checked. The Turei Even says, what is Tosfos Mitzvah of Mofkar? What he means is that exactly, it's only a mitzvah lechatchila midrabanan. It's a mitzvah lechatchila midrabanan. Now that's a big chiddush. Why is it a big chiddush say drabanan? Because it's based on a pasuk, right? The Gemara says, what does the pasuk mean? The pasuk means the mitzvah. So he says, yeah, the pasuk means the mitzvah midrash button. It's a little funny. This Turei Even is going to be, yeah, but it's a little funny because the question is, what does the pasuk mean? If you're giving a smachta, don't you still have the question? It's very dachuk. I have to admit, this Turei Even is very dachuk because if this is only midrash button, then what does the pasuk mean? Right? So, what you have to say is, the pasuk ad haviyachem just means until it's the day that it's roi l'havi. Tell Hayar Mizrach when it's the Zman Havasa Omer. It doesn't mean Havasa, it's Zman Havasa Omer. But Midrabanan, they were gozer to wait till you bring the Omer. Although it's not clear why Midrabanan, they were gozer to wait till you bring the Omer.
There's another pasuk on Minchat Omer in Perak Bet, so the Yerdafka, Ve'im Takrib. Amnam Rashi says that this Ve'im is not Dafka, but.
Yes. Okay. But says the Grizz, he thinks that's very unlikely. Right? This is Dachuk, right? Dachuk because of the Pasuk. So says the Grizz, no, what does Tosfos means? It's a mitzvah and mofkar. But what's the mitzvah and mofkar? Meaning there's an isser. Who ever heard of a mitzvah and mofkar in Isurim? Right? Think about it. You ever have a mitzvah and a movchar in Isurim? You know, like, I don't know, the Torah says not to eat pigs. Mitzvah and a movchar, not to eat bacon bits? I mean, no, there's no mitzvah and a movchar in Isurim. Either something usser, or it's a gzeir misham isser, or it's an isser say. What's the nature of this mitzvah and a movchar? Says the Grizz, that, no, it's a mitzvah min ha movchar. Mida oraisa. But an isser can't have a mitzvah and a movchar mida oraisa. When the Torah says something's usher, something's usher. No, I know nowadays we love to be mahadrin. This is kosher, mitzvah and a movchar to avoid it. That's because nowadays we have certain sfeikas had a paskin. So someone will say, well, it's kosher, but in case there's other sheet you want to be machmer for. But mida oraisa, either something tosher or treif. So what does the Rishkorov say? He says, very tosher, mitzvah and a movchar to oraisa. Well, what's the mitzvah and a movchar mida oraisa? It's not a mitzvah and a movchar mida oraisa. And that's what he says. Mitzvah Mofkar my Shaykh Mitzvah Mofkar is there. The Haze Isurin. What's a Shaykh Mitzvah Mofkar do Raisa on Isurin? Right? Question is, Ma Shaykh Mitzvah Min HaMofkar Bi Isurin? And the answer is, says the Brisker Rav, he says no. It's not a mitzvah min hamovchar of the Isser Chadash. It's a mitzvah min hamovchar of the mitzvah ha-omer. Mitzvah min hamovchar. That's what his lashon here is. Very pashut. Shayach l'mitzvah ha-omer. Mitzvah min hamovchar. The mitzvah ha-omer. Meaning, what's the Brisker Rav saying for Tosfos? And I think it's sort of mocher. Right? If you take the Shagas Aryeh Derech, it's very dochel, because it's not actually mutter. Heir Mizrach is not actually matter. And you have to make this tremendous chiddush that Mashgiach Yisrael only applies to lavim and not a seis, which, by the way, Tosfos he didn't get to. But Tosfos later on, Dibur Hamaschil, Shekain, there are two Shekains, Shekain Ba'a on our Umbed, it assumes Dover Pasha that Mashgiach Yisrael applies to a seis. He's talking about the say of Svichi Shvias, and assumes Dover Pasha that Mashgiach Yisrael applies against the Shagas Aryeh. Yeah, Shagar Shagar knows he's against Tosfos. That's okay. Shagar Shagar is not afraid of being against Tosfos. But what does the Brisker Rav say? So again, we have three opinions. The Shagar Shagar says Mamish Nisrase. Okay, the Turi Eben says only Xerid Rabbanim. He doesn't explain why the Rabbanim were Gozer, but okay. The Gris says no, Pshuta, Pashup Shan and Tosfos. And Pashup Shan and the Gemara, it's Matir. There's an extra mitzvah and a mavkhar weight. It's Mashki Yisrael, it's probably Mots. There's an extra mitzvah and a mavkhar weight. But since when is there a mitzvah and a mavkhar Yisurim? Says it's not a mitzvah and a mavkhar in the Yisr Chadash. The Yisr Chadash is totally 100% gone. It has disappeared completely. Nothing is left. However, it's a mitzvah and a mavkhar of the Karbana Omer. What do we mean mitzvah and a mavkhar of Karbana Omer? The Karbana Omer is supposed to be, right, racious. Racious is Yisr Chadash. Right? Karbana Omer is supposed to be racious. And now, what if some guy would eat Chadash for the Karban Omer? It would still be called Rishis. What if someone would even bring to the Beis HaMikdash before the Omer? It would still be called Rishis. Why? Because it's the first Kasher Mincha brought. Right? Because any Mincha before it is Pasul. It's the first Kasher Mincha brought. However, it's a mitzvah a Mavkar of Rishis. You make it even more of a Rishis if you don't eat anything till you bring the carbon to Omer, so it's only treif until the morning. But it's an enhancement of the rishis, not ma'akev. If some Joe Schmo in Carmiel eats at 7 o'clock in the morning before they bring the carbon to Omer sandwich, that doesn't pass the mikos to Omer, obviously. And then Omer still haloshem rishis tzircha. But it's not a mitzvah mavkar. The mitzvah mavkar of Omer is to make it the most rishis you can. And the more people who don't eat anything until that mitzvah is Omer brought, the more racious it is. So I think that he doesn't explain himself fully, but I think what he means is mitzvah of Omer, that it enhances the racious of the Minchas HaOmer. And that's what Tosfos means by mitzvah HaMavkar. The Isser of Chadash. The Isser of Chadash disappears in Heir Mizrach. What's the nature of this mitzvah? Not like the Shagar Shagar, it's a half Isser Chadash. Shagar says it's a half Isser Chadash. It's not a half Isser Chadash. Then it wouldn't be Mashke Yisrael against Shagar Shagar. No, it's just an enhancement of the Rishis and mitzvah HaMavkar. Okay, so these are three ways of understanding the mitzvah of Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, either an Isser Daraisa, which the Shagar Shagar says is a halfway Isser Chadash, or Xerid Rabbanan for some reason, or a mitzvah Amavkar enhancing the racious element, the racious characteristic of the Omer.
But can it be like even with Chalitza? There's a preferable way of doing the Aseh. I mean, the lamb is gone.
Of doing which Aseh?
Oh, even or Chalitza.
No, which Aseh here?
The Brabus HaOmer.
Okay, but it's not two ways of doing Omer. Again, if Joe Schmo and Carmiel eats a sandwich at 7 a.m. or doesn't eat a sandwich at 7 a.m., is that two ways of bringing the Omer?
No, but he still did the Omer would still need Rabbi Rubin, not that regular.
Okay, so I think in the end we might be arguing the semantics then.
Does the Joe Schmo have a chalik in the mitzvah of the Omer?
Of course he does. It's a carbon seaver. Joe Schmo's in the tzibur. I didn't say Goyim shouldn't eat. No, Joe Schmo's in the tzibur, right?
But it's like,
you ever heard of Shkolim? What is a carbonate tzibur? That's the definition of carbonate tzibur, right? That's the whole point of a tzibur. The whole point of a tzibur is that we're a tzibur. Yeah, it's a carbonate tzibur. Everyone's a carbonate tzibur. That's Pasha. The Gemara in Zvachim assumes everyone's a bialim of a carbonate tzibur. Okay, so we discussed in Maseches. I think in Erchin, we discussed what's the nature of everyone's bialus and carbon tzibur, right? Is it that tzibur is a big shutfin? Like instead of having 10 shutfin or 100 shutfin, you have 20 million shutfin? Or no, it's a halos of tzibur. Is it shutfin or is it like an organism, right? There's different cells in my body and we're all one organism. And pashup shat is more like an organism, but still, we're all the bialus. Okay, one last detail and then we're going to move on. Just one thing we didn't deal with here, which is shtei lechem. It's also lechatchila to bring chadash for shtei lechem from any species, right? Has to be bikurim of all species, right? You can't bring bikurim before shtei lechem. You can't bring new crop nesachim before shtei lechem. You can't bring menachos before shtei lechem. Lechatchila, it ain't be kosher, but lechatchila it's aser, right? Because it says various psukim. True, there's many psukim. It says that it's mincha chadasha. It says that it's bikurim. Okay, so everyone explained that this we are all the different species that it has to be first of. But the iser or Ein Mivien, what's the Lashon? In our Gemara, which is quoting the Mishnah, some husband base. Kodem Shtelechem, okay. Ein Mivien, Chodosh. Kodem Lishtei Halechem. Ve'im Hevi Kosher. Okay, it's kosher, but you're not allowed to do it. So, what do we see here? That shtelechem is matir. Shtelechem is matir chadosh b'mikdash l'chavchila. Omer is matir chadosh b'gvulin. And matir chadosh b'mikdash b'dievet. For one of two reasons we had a chakira. Shtelechem is matir l'chavchila. So this brings up the famous question, Tosan daf memchesam beis, which Joel or someone asked me a shiur or two ago. Which is a very simple question. Let's go back to Rav. Who remembers Rav? Hopefully we still remember Rav. Remember Rav, Reish Lakish, and Rava? Rava's today shiur. Rav said, Minchas Omer Shalosh Shema's Puzzle, because it's Bola Hatir Velo Hitir. And he matir Shalosh Shema's Puzzle. Right? So, Tosos asked the following Kasha. Tosos, Nachum Chesam Adei, says, therefore, Shtei Halechem is matir Chadash v'mikdash v'chatchila. Right? I mean, matur is also, it makes it mutter, right? It's usher to bring it, and now it makes it mutter to bring it. If so, then what should Rav have said? Minchas Omer Shalosh Shema's Pasul, because Bola Hatir v'lo Hitir. V'hu hadin ba'asha Metzorah ba'asha Nazir sh'bola Hatir v'lo Hichshir. V'hu hadin b'shtei Alechem. Or b'kivsei Atzeres. Who had din b'kivsei Atzeres? Let's say, right? Who had din b'kivsei Atzeres? And or shtei alechem, it's machlokas, which one of them is matir. Who had din b'kivsei Atzeres? And shtei alechem, shabala hatir v'lo hitir. If you bring a shalosh shema, it's bala hatir v'lo hitir. Right? So that is Tosu's question, right? Why doesn't Rav say shalo lishma is puzzle? Because bala hatir v'lo hitir. That's Tosu's question. And how does Tosu's know Rav doesn't say that? Because it says kivsei atzeres sheshachton shalok mitzvasim psulim. Itaka says, according to Rashi's pshat, that shalok mitzvasim shalom l'shma, we mentioned that earlier, that kivsei atzeres, right? Kivsei atzeres, the two kvasim that come with the shalechem, right? With shalechem, you bring two kvasim and other things, but the two kvasim are special. What's special about the kvasim? They're the only Shalmei Tzivar. Remember in Ezova Koman, in the fifth Mishnah, says Zivchei Shalmei Tzivar Va'ashamot. Zivchei Shalmei Tzivar is only once a year, two animals a year. The two kvasim that come with the Omer are the only Shlomim that Tzivar ever brings, ever. And, or at least since the Mulun. And they're Kachim Kachim, unlike other Shlomim. Okay, that will, let's assume that the new Beis HaMikdash will have people who will take care of pasting, whatever it will be. But maybe. Okay, so that's Tosas Kasha. And the Gemara Taka says they are apostle, Shalosh Shema, according to some Shatan, but for a totally different reason, because of the Hekesh Tachatas. So why doesn't Rav bring it up? So Tos basically has three answers there. Tosas' first answer there is that Enechanami, according to Rav, it's apostle. Rav didn't say it, but Enechanami, it's apostle, according to Rav. Right? What does he say here? The tema, another time of Shemekesha. Dilma hol ba mahatir chodesh mikshav lo hitir. Why don't they say it's possible because ba mahatir lo hitir? But my Tosef Rav, and why was Rav disproven? What do you mean? We could bring a rifle. Yishlomer to imkein lechshav nami Rav kivsi. It's eres vachanami lechshav minchas omer vashem nozim etzora. Okay. His first answer, again, he's asking a slightly different question. But for our purposes, his first answer is Enachanami. But we don't hold like Rav. Enachanami, the Gemara didn't bring it here because we don't hold like Rav. Enachanami, Rav would also include it. Right? So, Tosfos Dea Aleph and Enachanami Lefi Rav Pasol Mitam Zeh. Oh, so why did the Gemara from Chesam and Beis ignore that possibility? Because it doesn't hold like Rav. How do they know it doesn't hold like Rav? Maybe we should support Rav. Okay, because they have a diuk. Inami, second answer. Lechem nami lo. Lo mikri. No. Inami halechem hua matur. Kvasim noitir. Lechem lo mikri matur. Okay. Tosos de abeis. Says that. He says a technical way out. Why doesn't Rav say that? Him say atzeres. Shlosh vos pasul. The answer is because shtei lechem is matur, but the kvasim are not matur. So he says because technically you can't have shelo lishma. Why? Because the kiv say atzeres are not the matter. Are not the matter. And the shtei lechem have no avoda. So saying, you know what really Rav would apply? Theoretically, yes. Theoretically, yes. But technically, you can't have it. Why? Tells us Chiddush is, don't view Kivsi at Saras and Shtei Lechem as one unit. That's what I would have done. I would have said it's one unit. No, two separate things. So Kivsi at Saras, they're not Balahater. So they're not the Shtei Lechem. So if you do the Shalosh Shema, that's, Rav wouldn't say anything. And Shtei Lechem, you can't bring Shalosh Shema. Because you don't do any Avodah Shtei Lechem. Yeah, but that's not one of the four Avodahs. They just go together with Kivsi at Saras. So again, I would have said, if Shtei Lechem are together with Kivsi at Saras, then if you're bringing Kivsi at Saras Shalosh Shema, it's bringing Shtei Lechem Shalosh Shema. And it's Balahater, Balahater, and Pasul. But those says, if you separate them, then technically Rav would never have a problem, because the Shtei Lechem, you can't think Shalosh Shema, because you don't do any actions to them, any of the four actions to them, right? You don't do Kmitza, and you don't do Kiddush Kometz, and you don't do Halacha, and you don't do Akhtara. They're just eating by Kohanim. You only do the Avot, so doesn't need Avot. Yeah, the Avot is the Kivsi Atzeres. And the Kivsi Atzeres are not the Matur, they are the Matur of the Matur. Kivsi Atzeres are Matur of the Shtei Lechem are Matur of the Chadash. A Matur of a Matur is different. Okay. Tosfos gets out of it technically. Tosfos, Deir Gimel, says, it's Shtei Lechem are not a matter. Here all of a sudden he changes his tune, right? Here what we're assuming is Shtei HaLechem are called Balahatir. Shtei HaLechem are called Balahatir. So why doesn't Rav say Yeshita? Either Rav does say Yeshita, or he doesn't say Yeshita because technically you have two things here, and you know and it falls between the cracks, right? No one thought of putting the lame man on the shoulders of the blind man, and therefore we can't postulate it. The Tosfos third day says no. He says they are not called Balahater. So Tosfos says, Lo Nikra Matir, why is it not called a Matir? Because it's only Ilchat Chila. It doesn't make a difference with the Evet. That's not called a Matir. Because it's only Matir and Isser Lechat Chila. Now, what do I mean by Isser Lechat Chila? I don't mean like a Dover Shalmabakach. It's a Dindoraisa. But it's still, it's not Hustle versus Kosher. It's only Lechat Chila the way you should do it. And therefore, that's not called a Matir. Okay. That's Tosfos' third answer. Obviously, we have a very big difference in how we see Shtei Lechem. Do we see it as a matter same as the Omer? Just either it's mamish the same, where there's some technical reason why Rav doesn't apply. Or do we say, no, that's not. The Omer is matter, the status of the Chefetz of the Yevet. That's a kosher and dreifen, kosher and puzzle. That's a real matter. Here it's just what you can do with Lechachila and what you can't do with Lechachila. That's not a real matter. I'm not sure I admit that I'm not sure that I fully understand what Tosfos means if he doesn't really mean what some of the suggestions found in the Brisker Rav. Like, it's still Matir. Who cares that it's only Lechachila? It's either it's Balahatir or it's Bah for something else. I would venture to think, in my humble opinion, this Tosfos doesn't mean this as its own answer. Because if something is really coming lahatul lachila, it's also balamah lahatir. He just means if it's only coming lahatul lachila, that shows it's not balahatir, and you still might need more hesber. My question is, let me ask very, 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 very simply. If it's not balahatir, what is it bah for? So let's look at the Brisker Rav. So what does the Griz himself say? The Griz says, "Is it a matir?" Interestingly, what does the Brisker Rav himself say? Remember, he rejected two other shitas. What does he himself say? He says, it is mater, but it's not balahater. What does the Brisker Rav say? He says that Dibaomer Hakravasu who amater zachodesh kol ikra akrovishlo al heter chodesh avol shtei lechem ena akrovishlo mater chodesh da akrov lukim chovetz ayom al dmei lukim avol shtei lechem avi mater gamkin es achodesh. Okay, what is he? I think what he means by this is that yes, it is mater the chodesh, but it's not bal hater es achodesh. It's not bal hater es achodesh. It just happens to be mater the chodesh. And what he's saying is this: is that Omer is bal hater, but shtei halechem is bal chovas hayom. Umemila mater means yes, there's a mater of shtei lechem, but it's not bal lahater. The purpose of shtei lechem is not lahater. The purpose of Omer is lahater. The purpose of shtei lechem is not lahater. The purpose of shtei lechem is chovas hayom. Just to bring the sabra to Ozen a little. What is Shavuos called in the Chumash? One thing is not called the Shavuos. No, it is. Shavuos Seichem. Sorry. It's called Shavuos, but it's also called more often Chag HaBikurim, right? Right. Shavuos is Chag HaBikurim, Yom HaBikurim. Shavuos is the day. What Bikurim do we bring on Shavuos? Okay. A guy's allowed to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, but there's no obligation. The Bikurim on the Shtei Lechem. The Chovas HaYom of Shavuos is to bring Shtei Lechem. The Omer, there's no holiday of Yom HaOmer. It's the second day. It's Machras HaShabbos. Okay, it's after a holiday. That's very nice that it's after a holiday. Right? There's no holiday Yom HaOmer. And some obscure Midrashim, they count the holiday called Yom HaOmer, but that's not mainstream. There's no holiday Yom HaOmer. It's just a random day. Have the Machras of a Shabbos. Yesterday was a really, really important day. Right? There's nothing special about the Omer. There's no Mechayev to bring Omer. You don't have a Chag that requires bringing of Omer. No. And keep in mind, Pesach isn't even Chag HaAviv. It's Bechodesh HaAviv. Right? It's not Chag HaAviv. It's Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaPesach. What are we doing Pesach? That's when we see his Mitzrayim. What does that have to do with the Omer? Very little, if anything.
Omer is
Chag. Ah! So, okay. This is, admittedly, I understand, Omer is a Chovah. The question is, why is it a Chovah? So here, I think what we're saying is this. That where does the chiyuv of Omer come from? I think what the Brisker Rav is saying this. Omer, you're only chayiv to bring the Omer in order to be matar chadash. So there's a Sfas Emes Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed who discusses, what if you don't need to be matar chadash? Would you still bring the korban Omer? Okay, in the end he's no to you would. But in the end he's no to you would. But he says that...
What does that mean if you don't need to be matar chadash?
Okay, he has to come up with a very weird scenario. He says, what if the Beis HaMikdash was built on the morning of Tes Zayin, and Heir Mizrach was already Mater, according to that Mandamar? So there's many different opinions, right? If the Beis HaMikdash was built on Tes Zayin, which is the scenario discussed all over Shas, right? It's not like I invented this fantastic scenario. Then if Heir Mizrach was already Mater, then why do you need the Omer? So there are those who say, oh, Heir Mizrach is only Mater. Well, tonight the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't be built that day. But the Sasema suggests that maybe you wouldn't need to bring Karban Omer.
If there's only Tavua in Chutz La'aretz, and you call the Chutz La'aretz as Patur.
Right, if there's no Tavua in Eretz Yisrael.
Then can you bring the Omer from Chutz La'aretz?
No, so you wouldn't bring it anyway, so it's not, okay, fine. So, it's a good question. Anyway, so I think what he's saying is that Shtei Lechem, there's a Chutz, I know the Chag HaBikurim really requires you to bring this. It happens to also be Matur, right. But you're not bringing it in order to be Matur. You're bringing it for Chutz Hayom, and... You're bringing it for the Chovas HaYom, and then it also happens to be Matur. But in the Omer, I know it's a Chovah to bring over. It's a Chovah to bring Omer to be Matur all the Tfuah. But not for the... The Torah says, you have to bring this in order to be Matur everyone to eat. But you're only bringing it to be Matur people to eat. You're not bringing it because that's what you're celebrating the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. What does that have to do with Chol HaMoed Pesach? Have to be Machos HaShabbos. As a matter of fact, I'll prove to you it has nothing to do with Chol HaMoed Pesach. The Torah never even says Chol HaMoed Pesach. The Torah says Machos HaShabbos. I'll be Torah Shabbat Peh, we chesh ben out that Machos HaShabbos must be the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. But why didn't the Torah say the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach? Because the whole point is it's not part of the Chikim of Pesach. It just happens to be then. So the Torah tells us it's a day and it'll happen. We'll see when it'll work out. Right?
It's Rashi. Rashi in Perikah says
No, I admit it's a chova. No, I admit it's a chova, but it's only a, and here's what's tricky. I know this is tricky. It's only a chova to bring this in order to be matir. Just like it's a chova for the, is it, hold it, does the usha, does the mitzvah have to bring his asham, or can he just stay tummy? No, he has to bring his asham. But why does he have to bring his asham? Because the Torah demanded that he bring his asham and retire himself. The Torah demanded we bring the omer and matir chadash. It's not optional to be matir chadash. The Torah demanded we matir chadash, but we're only bringing it to be matir chadash. Therefore, it's balahater velo heater, as opposed to the shtei alechem. No, the main reason brings shtei alechem. He has a theory he doesn't like that someone suggested at the end. The third theory in this grizz that's come for two reasons: to be matter and chovas hayom, which would be more or less the same. Just the brisker thought it was only coming for chovas hayom. Memela, it's a matter. Okay, so it's not called balahater because and what he's saying is that it's matter, but it's not balahater, right? It has the effect of being matter. Has totsav being matir, but it's not bal hatir. Its hakrava itself is just for chovas hayom, as opposed to here, right? The hakravas haomer is defined as a matir. You're only makriv the omer to be matir. I know it's an obligation and it's not optional. Sometimes Torah obligates you to be to matir certain things, to matir something. Here, no. That kravas shtei halechem is defined as karbanos hayom, karbanos hachag. That's karbanos hachag. I know it happens to be matir, but it's not coming to be matir, and therefore, if it happens to not be matir, then that's not a pagam, just like if you bring a musaf shalol l'shma, it's kosher v'lo Allah. Because a chavas hayom that you were in yotze, it's still a nice thing on that day. Likewise here. Even though it wasn't matter, since its main point is Rechovas Hayom, you're still Yotze.
We said the same svara, didn't we, by the name of the Rav, by distinguishing between Lulav and Sukkah, that the Shem Chag is Nikral Shem Asukkah.
Correct.
Correct.
Very parallel svara. Yes?
We had a Nazir, so the Asra of the Nazir is clearly come to be Machshir.
The Asra of the Nazir, yeah.
But the Gemara also thinks that the Ola and Shlomim come to be Machshir. So they don't just think that it's something incidental. Or rather, the fact. Okay, I'm not sure what the maskana is, but rather,
right.
the fact that they're matir the nazir seems to be important, even though they don't seem to be coming to be matir the nazir.
Maybe they are. I don't know. Why does the nazir bring these karbanos? Maybe if we bring these karbanos, we can finish being a nazir. Well, it's intuitive to me. Okay, the Chacham Echad in the Brisker Rav, there are two Chacham Echads in the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav was Nosef, he rebuked for saying these svaras, I don't know why. But you know, it's, again, this wasn't written as one retzef the way we have it in our svar of Chushay Rizal Ashas. It's just a combination of, you know, different notes. So I guess one guy took more, you know, human interest angle in the story. It says that the Brisker Rav yelled at people, but I'm not sure why he yelled at him. He has an interesting svar. He says the Shtei Lechem isn't even matter at all. He goes further. He says, "Shtei halechem eino matir bichlal." There is no iser of hakrava kodem shtei halechem. That's against the Mishnah. It's not true, right? There's no iser of hakravas chadash kodem shtei halechem. But it's before there is, which is why the Brisker Rav didn't like this. Maybe you could say, we're reminiscent of the mitzvah here, but here it's a big chiddush. No, there's no isser. It's not usser on something to bring it before the shtei alechem. Like right now I have, I don't know, a jug of wine for nesachim, or a cake for a mincha. It's not that it's usser to bring it. There's no isser on it to bring before shtei alechem. So why can't you bring before shtei alechem? You can't bring before the shtei alechem because the shtei alechem has to be Bikurim. And if you brought before the Shtei Alechem, that would take away the Shein Bikurim from the Shtei Alechem. So we say, Ella, there's no Isser, but rather, mitzvah of Shtei Alechem is to be Bikurim, and anything else would
be a pagam in the kiyum of bikurim, of the kiyum bikurim. You have to bring shaylachim bikurim. If you bring anything else, you make the shaylachim not bikurim. If you make the shaylachim not bikurim, it's not ma'akeh b'dieved. But lechachila, you have been pogam. You've ruined the lechachila kiyum the shaylachim. What this chacham echad the grizzly is suggesting is that it's not a matter at all. Because there's no iser on this other food, this other carbon, to bring it before shtei alechem. The only reason you can't bring it before shtei alechem is not because it's also to bring it before shtei alechem, because that takes away the kiyum asay of shtei alechem being bikurim. It's not ma'akim shtei alechem, but it takes away the full kiyum of shtei alechem. Again, what we said in the mitzvah, but there it's a lot easier to say mitzvah than mavchar. Here it's a bigger chiddush, because it says lashon asur, and that's why the Grizz didn't like it, because he said asur. He says it's not an iser at all. There's no iser at all of bringing before shtei alechem. There's no iser to be matter. The only reason you can't bring before shtei alechem is because now it takes away the kiyum shtei alechem, and then came up with the tremendous chiddush. If you take this approach, then if one mincha was brought before shtei alechem, you might as well bring more, because it doesn't hurt anymore, right? Which is a big chiddush. Like if one guy accidentally brought one mincha chadash before shtei alechem, then from now on you can bring as many as you want. That would be a big chiddush.
It seems like the Gemara Sanhedrin seems to say exactly the opposite. First of all, call shtei alechem a matir, and then discuss what the difference between shtei alechem and omer. So
okay, that's why the Biskrov didn't like it. Okay, so maybe it's Tumah Chodesh? How do you say it? It's Tumah Chodesh, we'll put in parentheses.
Against the Gemara.
Right. Okay. You have a way with words, Adi. Alright, you know the Biskrov and Adi both agree. Okay, so this is a problem, but Kasha, because it's against Lashon of Matir, etc. Okay, so this might be a little too mechudish, and then you'd have this very mechudish nafgamina. Simple pshat is that it is a matir. Oh, if it's a matir, why isn't it in Rav? So 2 days in toast, it is in Rav. Either it mamish is in Rav, or it would be in Rav, there's no technicality, or it's not in Rav, because it's not a real matir. And why is it not a real matir? It's only the fachila. Not, I prefer to say he's really going with the brisker Rav, and that's he's just segueing into the brisker Rav. And maybe, why is it not real matter? Maybe it's the only matter of Chachila, it's not called a real matter. But I think that works better with the brisker Rav. You know, because it's not a real matter, it's only matter of Chachila. So what is it? You don't bring something to be matter of Chachila. So why do you bring it? You bring it to Chovas Hayom, it happens to also be matter of Chachila. Okay, that's about it for Omer and Shtei Lechem. Okay, now we are in deep trouble. What? In the Mishnah, no? Samach, was that in the Mishnah, Adi? Samach Chesem and Beis says, Ha'omer ha'yam matur b'mdino shtei alechem b'mikdash. Okay, sounds like shtei alechem is matur b'mikdash. Okay, so that might be a little too radical. Or just dead wrong, as Adi would say. Okay, let's at least try to go a little further in the Gemara for a few minutes. Rav, let's at least read the opinion of Rav. We had Rav, remember Rav says, Min Chodesh Lashon is possible. Rish Lach says, Kasher v'lo'ol l'shem chova, and therefore you can't eat the Shirayim until you bring a good omer. Rav had the most Minkel Shita, and L'chor would be possible like Rav. For Rav, Omer Min Chodesh Omer Shekmatzo Shalol Shmak Sheira, Shirei Necholim. It's totally Kasher, and it's all l'shem chova, and you can eat the Shirayim right away. V'ein etzrik Min Chodesh Omer Acheres, Latira. You don't need another Minchas Omer. Because it's Olo Shem Chova. Why? How can Shalosh Bami Olo Shem Chova? It's against our Mishnah. No. She'ein Machshav Mo'elos El Misha Roi Lavodav Dover Roi Lavodav Mok Roi Lavodav. Because Machshav only passels if the person who's doing the Avodah is Roi, and the object is Roi, and the Mokum is Roi. The Misha Roi Lavodav. La Fuke, not everyone has these Gersos. But everyone seems to agree more or less with these gersos, right? The Kohen Baal Mom, not everyone has that gersa, but everyone is more or less, you know, psulim. You know, even if it's not Baal Mom, it seems to be the same basic alumnus. The Dabar so Mishra Elo Fuki Kohen Baal Mom. Dabar Elo Fuki Mechasa Omer, to Lochazia de Chidishu, which is not fit. Okay, I mean, everyone agrees with that. That's why Rav is bringing it here. Even though this gersa, obviously, Dabar Shemar Lavoda is to exclude Mechasa Omer, because that's what Rav is saying. There's no psul mashal by Mechasa Omer. And Mechasa Omer is not right, it's not fit. Okay, we're not sure if the gersa is Chidashu or Chadashu. Uva Makamari Lavoda Lafuke, Nifkam HaMizbeach. Makamari Lavoda Lafuke, Nifkam HaMizbeach. The Shittim Gubet says in the Vilna Shah says some people don't have this gersa. But the Shittim Gubet says in the Ksav Yad, the way which they bring down those others, says everyone has the gersa Lafuke, Nifkam HaMizbeach. And it really seemed like everyone had this girsa, because no Rishon gave any other pshat to Mokmurai Lavoda other than Nifka Mamzuya. Even the Rambam brought that first. Okay, so we have these three cases where Machshava is not poselos. Let's start with the second case of Omer. Why? Because that's what it's doing in our Gemara. Right? It's not Omer. Machshava is not poselos in Omer, because it's not Roy Lavoda. What makes Omer not Roy Lavoda? Here, there's a few different pshatim, but there's only two pshatim. And like, what makes Omer not Roy Lavoda? You got the word, right, Ben? Omer is called Eino Roy Lavoda. Why? So, in one word each, what are the two possibilities? Seorim and Chadash, right? Seorim and Chadash. And Lechora has to do with the Girsa. That's what the Raiva says. The Raiva says, I have a better Girsa than you. If the Girsa is Chiddush Hu, then it's not Mochrach, but probably the Chiddush is Seorim. If the Girsa is Chadash Hu, then obviously the Girsa is Chadash. So, why is Omer equals Davar She'eino Ra'oi La'avoda, which is very strange. After all, there's a mitzvah saying in the Torah, bring the Omer. How is it Davar She'eino Ra'oi La'avoda? So, what does this mean? So the two possibilities are either Seorim, and then we have the Girsa of Chiddush. Who says Seorim? Rashi. Only Rashi? No other Rishonim? No other Rishonim? The Rama. Right? Rashi and the Rambam. Or Chadash. Right? Now, you could say it's a Chiddush because it's Chadash. But if it's Chadash, then more likely the Girsa is, right? Probably take the Girsa of Chadash. Like, if the reason is because of Chadash, then the odds are the right Girsa is Chadash. Even though you could have said the Chiddush is not Chadash. Who says Chadash? Which are the two main Rishonim? Tosfos and the Ravid. And the Ravid says it's a machlokes of Girsa. What does the Ravid say? You, Rambam, your pshat is ridiculous. I found a better Girsa, right? Nuskla Dukaini, whatever exactly his lashon is, that says Chadash instead of Chiddush. Okay, now, each of these is going to need some work. What makes this not Roy Lavoda? Especially since, as Mori said to me this morning, what do you mean? It's a mitzvah say direction to bring exactly this kind of thing, in this time, in this place, etc. So what makes this any Roy Lavoda? So, if we go with Seorim, why is Seorim in a Roy Lavoda? Because we don't, obviously it's Roy Lavoda. I mean, seemingly. Because it's not Roy for all Karbanos, right? Meaning, Karbanos come from, you know, six species. They're animals, they're cows, sheep, or goats. If they're birds, they are, however you're supposed to translate them, you know, what? Pigeons and turtle doves, whatever they are? What? Torim and Benyona, thank you. And if they're menachos, they're from wheat. Right? So, let's say all of a sudden there's this weird place in the Gemara, a weird place in the Chumash. I mean, there isn't. I checked the whole Chumash, not so long. We're told you once to bring a carbon from a, you know, from a deer. Now, obviously, it's not going to tell you a camel or a pig, those are treif. Yeah, a deer, perfectly fine, wonderful animal that we all love to eat. Told you to bring a deer, you know, or an ibex, or whatever, whatever's more local, right? I think ibexes are easier to come by in this part of the world. Totally bring an ibex. Okay, so that's Davar She'eino Ra'oi La'avoda. I know there's this one weird case where it'd be an ibex, but it's Davar She'eino Ra'oi La'avoda. Okay, so now the question is, of course, as Morty would ask, so technically, can we call it Davar She'eino Ra'oi La'avoda? Yes. According to the general rule, it's not Ra'oi La'avoda. But that doesn't really help us. Meaning, it's Ra'oi for this avoda. Who cares that it's not Ra'oi for all other avodas? It's Ra'oi for this avoda. Right? So what it means, Morty says, I'm right. Of course, Seorim is the general rule, is not Roy Lavoda. And this is a rare exception. Right? It's not a unique exception because there's also Minchas Knos, also the Minnesota, but it's a rare exception. But it's still Roy for this Avoda. So who cares that it's not Roy for other Avodos? So I found two Drachim in the Rishonim here. Who cares? Let's take number one. Number one, Seorim. So what? If Seorim is not Roy for 99% of Menachos, it's Roy for this. I'm bringing this. If I have a bad Machshava, it should be a bad Machshava. So, how many Drachim are there where you can go from here? I think two. Two. One is Rashi himself.
Versus Sfas Emes.
And the other is, but give me Rishonim with the Sfas Emes.
Maybe the Rambam.
maybe the Ramban, that's all the Achronim think of the Ramban, I think correctly, and Tosus's Taichin Rashi. Right? Tosus tried to explain Rashi in a way that may or may not, or may not. Right? What does Tosus say? Says Tosus, Barre la Voda, Peris Bukhunjigo, Minchas Chote, La Fuke, Minchas Omer, Shal Saorim, De Enu Riel, La Voda Zubil Vad. Kasha. Din Kane, Minchas Knos, La Loti Pasol Shalol Shvat. After all, if you think anything made of Saorim has no soul of Machshava, then Minchas Knos shouldn't have a soul of Machshava. Of course, Rashi answered that. Right? But let's skip his pshat. Ula Peris Bukhunjigo, is Sas Lidchok. Now, Liperish HaKunsh, I don't think this is what Rashi means. I'm not sure that Tosus thought this is what Rashi means. Liperish HaKunsh, here's just that's lit code. Maybe you could say, the Minchas Omer lo shayach b'shinu b'aylem dot tziburhi, lo pasul shinu kodesh kevod lo roi lavoda. Ah, what is Tosus saying? Tosus saying, it's not that machshava doesn't work, it's not roi. No, it's that shinu kodesh. If I'm komet Minchas Omer l'shem Minchas Marcheshes, l'shem Minchas Nedava, L'shem Minchas Nesachim, L'shem, you know, whatever I'm going to call it, L'shem. It doesn't work. You can't do Shinu Kodesh. Why? Because, what do you mean, L'shem Minchas Nedava? This is not Roy for Minchas Nedava. It's Saorim. I can't do this for Minchas Nedava, because then they'll say, that's not a sentence. Nowadays, the kids would say, that's not a thing. I think that's how kids talk nowadays. Right? That's not a thing. This is for a barley Minchas Nedava. No, saying this for barley minchas dava is like saying that this is for a pink flying elephant. It's batal mavutal. There's no such thing as a barley minchas dava, and therefore machshava doesn't work. I can't have machshava shinoi kodesh because I can't say this is l'shem this other karban because it doesn't make sense to have saorim for another karban, and I can't do shinoi bailim. Because this is the first Gemara in Zvachim Daf Dalid that we learned last year. If something's a carbon seber, everyone's the Bailim. If I do it l'shem, Aaron Anstreich, that's not a Shinu Bailim, because he is the Bailim. Meaning, I'm thinking part of the Bailim instead of the whole Bailim. That's not a psul. It's only a psul to think the wrong Bailim. If I think for part of the Bailim, that's perfect. I'm not saying it's l'chachila, but it's perfectly okay. I wouldn't do it l'chachila, but it's perfectly okay. So therefore, there's no psul. Which machshava is not moelis according to Tosos? The machshava of? Are all machshava not moelis? Not moelis? Do all machshavas not hurt the Minchas Omer?
No, just Shinu.
Only and Shinu Bailim, which are called Shalol Lishma. What if I had machshavas pigel in Minchas Omer? Would that hurt it? I think so. Sure, why not? I think I'm going to eat it tomorrow. If I had machshavas pigel, would hurt it. Only machshavas Shalol Lishma won't hurt it, which is fine. That's our context. Only machshavas Shalol Lishma won't hurt it. Right? We're talking about Shalol Lishma. And why not? Because it's not Roy. Now Morty says, I'm not so crazy anymore, right? So 1.1 is Rashi Lefi Tosfos. And I think the Rambam. Why do I think the Rambam? Because look at the Lashon of the Rambam. And we're going to have to leave off in the middle. But this way I could say we're almost finished. It's all a matter of how you look at it, right? Those who are cynics could look at it as, what do you mean? We have a lot of very difficult in Yanami Svara, and we only barely scratch the surface. The other thing you can say, we read through the whole Gemara, we just have to explain a few details. So we always try to think positively. But, says that the Rambam brings these three things. What does he change in a very structural fashion in bringing these three things? Mishena Roy Lavoda, Dover Shena Roy Lavoda, and Makam Shena Roy Lavoda. What kind of machshava? The ain machshava mo elas el misha roi lavoda v'dor roi lavoda makam roi lavoda mi misha roi ketzad etc. etc. v'chishem machshavas makam machshavas man to eat in the wrong time or the wrong place. Pickle and, you know, the little brother of pickle. What does he say in the third case of makam shen roi lavoda? V'chishem machshavas man machshavas hamakam. What does he say in the second case of dover shen roi lavoda? Now again, if he just said something, you could say it's an example. But if it says one machshava by case 1 and 3, another machshava by case 2, it seems to be dafka, that's what all the Achronim Dayak. What does it say by case 2 of the Omer? Midover roi lavoi keitha minchom shekamtsa kamtsa shalol lishma harizik mishanasas lishma. Very focused. Shalol lishma is as good as lishma. Why don't the machshava z'man and z'man makam in the previous halacha and the next halacha? Or machshava in general? Or if you would have only said lishma, lo lishma, I might have thought it was an example. But clearly, he's mishana from above, different from above, different from below. So all the Achronim make the diuk, and I'm going to list. So I'm sure all the Achronim make this diuk. That obviously he means only Shalol Lishma is not
does not damage carbon omer. Pagel would damage carbon omer. I think it's a very strong deal. So I think that's Pshat in the Rama. And then he goes on and he says why. Sorim is not right for other karbanos. It's right for it, but it's not right for other karbanos. So what if it's not right for other karbanos? But it's not right for other karbanos. Then you can't say I'm thinking this is sorim and minchas nedava, because that's like thinking of nonsense. That's thinking of a round square, and when you think of a round square, you're not thinking of anything, right? Adi tell us it's like thinking of the set of all sets that don't contain themselves as members or something. You're not thinking of anything.
Can't you think about the
Minchas Omer that's Minchas Chote? What you meant to ask is, can't you think of the Minchas Knos? Right? Can't you think that the Minchas Omer is the Minchas Knos? Which Rashi, in somewhat more or less addressed, maybe he would use different words. What if you think, that's a great question. What about thinking about the Minchas Omer that is Minchas Knos? Why would Tosfos just leave that out legamri? Right? The only thing I could think of is, and here, I admit I'm a little stuck. Yes, so you could answer one is kemach, one is grisim, right? Geris, meaning kemach saorin. It says before in Parsha Sota, and here it says geris carmel, kemach and geris, just like nowadays, right? It means fine flour, and geris isn't even coarse flour. It's not flour at all. Geris is what's the word for it in? It's broken grains. But it's broken grains into big pieces.
Like
groats? What are groats? Anyone? Anyone know English? Okay. That might be what groats are. I have to check a dictionary. What?
Movies reading the books where they talk about types of food and have no idea what they
are. Okay. So let's say it's groats. So okay, let's just comment for a second. Rashi going to the Rambam say, no, it's a very local kula, right? It's only in, only shalom lishma, and only because of shinui kodesh. But you can't have shinui bailim for a different reason, right? Can't have shinui bailim for a different reason, and you can't have shinui bailim anyway, because there is no way to change the bailim. Because if you change the bailim to a guy, that doesn't count, because the guy is mufka from bailus. And if you change the bailim to a Jew, then he was already the bailim, so it's not a shinui, only shinui kodesh. And the answer is because it's mufka from other karbanos, right? Only shinui kodesh. And the svara is seorim is mufka from other menachos. Now, if you say, doesn't this sound like a Tana we don't paskin like? Who does this sound like? Doesn't it sound like a pshat of Rav Shimon or Rabba's Rav Shimon? That ma'aseh mochichin? The answer is no. Rav Shimon's ma'aseh mochichin means that if I think I'm bringing a cow as a carbon pesach, that's not doesn't possible because it's obvious that it's wrong. But a cow as a carbon pesach is wrong. But it's not a no roi. It's just a wrong animal. A cow is roi for carbonos in general. Right? A cow, the Chacham disagree with Rav Shimon for a cow for the carbon pesach or marcheshes for a machlas. Why? Because this is in the realm of karbanos, it's just not right for this karban. So the Chacham say that's still possible. But Sorim is not just not right for this karban. It's not right for menachos in general. It's an exception. It's ain't no roi. Sorim is mufka from other menachos, and even Chachamim admit that machshava doesn't work for a thought that is eino ro'oi in general. In the Chacham thing, we don't say ma'aseh moschichin, ma'aseh say machvas is shalom l'shma, is lo'ol l'shol l'shma. A cow l'shim pesach is shalom l'shma. Okay, because those things that are ro'oi, just not for this particular thing. Something that's not ro'oi bechlal, except for exceptions. Something that the rule is that it's not good for any karbanos. If I think that machshava is batel levatel. It's shnos.
Isn't menachos in zevach?
Isn't this equal to minchal shem zevach? No, maybe not. Because a minchal shem zevach, at least a mincha is roi lavoda. Even though it's mufrach. So you have to say, this is more ridiculous than minchal shem zevach. saying I'll bring flour for a shlomim is more ridiculous than the Baal Basa, I understand. But is not as ridiculous as saying I'll bring so'orim for Minchas Nedava. Why? Because flour is one of the acceptable options of kachin. It's just not supposed to be a shlomim. So'orim is not an acceptable option for kachim. I know there's an exception, but it's not an acceptable option for kachim. And therefore, there's no machshava. I think that's what they'd have to say. Okay, we have it. Yes? I'm not talking about Rashi himself. I know I don't think Tosis is talking about Rashi himself. Is that what you're about to say? This can't be true for Rashi? No, lit perish a country, she's lit chok. You can be nitchak for a perish like this. He doesn't mean in Rashi himself. Okay, I think you're 100% right. Okay, we'll have to end here. We'll have to make up tomorrow. Next time, what day is it?
Thursday.
Okay, so we'll have to make up Monday, Mir Tashem. We'll have to finish up this Inyan. This is a very, very deep Inyan. Maybe I'll give some harchavos for those who have some time. And basically, we're going to go on in the Gemara. How much of the Gemara will we get through? There's a lot of lundas in the next Gemara. How much of the Gemara will we get through on Monday if we have to finish this Inyan? I didn't even get to hand this out. Okay, put on the next Makaras. Great Makar that I found. Chidushei the Mahariach on the Mishnah in Perek Rishmal in Mishnah, so it's called the 10th Perek. And our Shas, I think it's called the 6th Perek, about Omer, from Rav Yoel Chassid. I don't know who that was, but he's someone who made it out to the Daf of the Vilna Mishnah in 72 Perushin. Anyway, whatever, we'll hear about it. So at least we'll go in the Gemara, those who want to get a head start, until second to last skinny line of the Daf Hei Amud Beis. That has a lot of very, very difficult in Yanim. So we won't get to the next Mishnah until next Thursday. Okay, by next Thursday we'll get to the next Mishnah. Whether we get into the next Mishnah or not, this summer we'll have to see.
I'm going to ask in Rambam. Rambam says it's Se'orah. Yeah.